Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have had 2 hours sleep on the plane. Got up at about 4 this morning, took about a 30-minute nap in the hotel room, got up at 4 because I was working through the night filing videos, and then got on the plane, maybe slept an hour and a half, so a total of about 2 hours. So bear with me today. Our plane landed about 35 minutes ago at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. It is the 8th day of January, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. And quite frankly, I never thought they'd even put me on CNN because they know live on air I would basically run over them. You notice I didn't even wear a sports jacket or a tie or anything like that because I don't respect that show. It's got 500,000 viewers on average. Today and yesterday, it's the number one Twitter term in the country, Alex Jones. And a lot of that is because of our radio listeners, but also DrudgeReport.com pushing the story and really being there to help, you know, show our side of what's happening. I walked in here, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, literally, and I was back in the coffee room trying to get some coffee and wake up here. I'm wearing the same shirt I was wearing last night on Piers Morgan. And that's how much I've been moving here. And he was on CNN playing a clip from earlier. It's wall to wall. Tonight is about the Alex Jones fallout. And of course, they don't want to hear from me. And they're attacking the First Amendment. In fact, I mean, I heard it bigger than Dallas. McGreen says it's been on all day long, where they're saying this man has too big a platform. So see, they're going from saying I don't exist to saying we have too big a platform. Because imagine, let me explain something. I've been at CNN 10 years ago in New York. I was in CNN about 6 years ago in New York. I was in CNN 2 years ago in New York. The same place, same studios. That place looks like a bombed out World War One. No, scratch that. It looks like Hitler's bunker. And I thought maybe they just put me in a, it was in a studio green room with Fareed Zakaria's picture on the wall. And I thought, well, maybe this is just so torn up carpet, feces all over the toilet and the floor of the bathroom. I thought, well, maybe this is just this green room. So I went into the green room that had the Kennedys in it right before they arrived, some Kennedys pitching a book, and it was rotting. And let me tell you something, folks. New York City is a giant tomb. When this country goes into full depression, you do not want to be in there. I mean, I was at a restaurant, not even that fancy, last night, getting some dinner after we got off the plane. You know, I got up at 5 a.m. yesterday. I'm not bragging, hey, I haven't slept. The reason I look like hell is, folks, I'm a race car that doesn't do pit stops. I mean, I am just pushing it as hard as I can. And I ordered not even something very expensive off the menu. And there were people watching when we were eating, watching what others were eating. Everyone was talking about money around me. And this is in Midtown Manhattan, one of the wealthier areas. This country's just in deep trouble. And Mayor Bloomberg is going to bankrupt all those people to put them in coffin size for the coffin city. Once a great American city, the Big Apple is now a rose-colored, apple-colored coffin. And they have these little 250-square-foot rooms where they're going to charge you so much tax, you and your whole family are going to live in that. While he lives in a giant, you know, mansion, penthouse with just festooned with armaments and guards with weapons everywhere, and he takes off the roof in his fleet of helicopters. And he's even bought a tilt-wing aircraft. They have a smaller Osprey. And I'm not against someone having money. He just got it all from inside deals on the stock market. But and we had, you know, like, it's like, really? There's like detective goons following us around and bugging their eyes out at us and then coming up and saying that, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And now Piers Morgan's talking about trying to get rid of my First Amendment rights. They want the guns. They want us disarmed.
Hello, I'm Alex. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping, who's watching out for intruders and spooks? Check out SimpliSafe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. SimpliSafe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take this system with you wherever you go. SimpliSafe will stand guard protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 8th day of January, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. And what's happening in this country is countless globalists are brought in, not just Piers Morgan, but synthetic citizens like Fareed Zakaria, the Bilderberg globalist trader. And they're in here to basically, when I say trader, you know, he's in there with all these foreign globalists and our politicians. Part of the program to overthrow our republic and bring in a global corporate dictatorship and restrict our Second Amendment. All of these guys get up there on television, and you've got the official communist Chinese People's Daily in their news saying, Obama, take the guns, wage the war now. You've got just all sorts of globalists pushing this just to get us used to foreigners and globalists and foreign corporations and foreign banks telling us what to do like we're some occupied third world country going under neo-colonial gunboat diplomacy. But it's not a foreign nation colonializing us. It's the global mega banks. Now, bear with me today, ladies and gentlemen, because I've had about 2 hours sleep and again, left yesterday at got up at 5 a.m., to make the trek to the TSA situation. And there's that whole story and that whole report that we need to print off and get ready with those photos. We actually have the raw video, but didn't have time to upload it, so we had to get on a plane. We'll do that soon. It was just me and Rob Dew that went to New York to be on Piers Morgan. And that most people had their shoes off. They were just waving everybody through. The scanners were off. And I said, hey, I don't want to take my shoes off. The woman said, oh, come on, Mr. Jones. And she, I'd already shown him my boarding pass in the front at the first checkpoint. And the TSA's even put out a report. One of the few times I've ever seen them tell the truth and basically confirm what I, you know, had said in the report that got written by Paul Watson and then posted at drudgereport.com and went viral from there. And then we got to New York, and immediately upon getting to our hotel, there were plainclothes detectives outside and then inside. And, you know, it's just a classic undercover type cops. Obviously very corrupt generally if they're working under Bloomberg in a mafia-run city like that, where they're just like guys out of a movie, you know, chewing gum and staring at you like it's going to intimidate you. I mean, it intimidates me, and not in the way you think. It makes me have sorrow that our human species has slumped so far down and that good men and women have cowered to you bullies. So I was pretty wound up once I got on the broadcast, and I give myself about an A. Not an A+, not a B+, not a B-. I give myself about an A. What I wanted to do was point out that we have a foreign globalist here in our midst, and that Dianne Feinstein, I had a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to get to, and I got to a lot of it, but not all of it. And today I'm going to read over some of the, in fact, I have some notes that are in my wallet. I'm not sure where I put my wallet. I may have dumped it out there with my phones, but I had some notes that I wanted. Thank you. I had some notes I wanted to go over here on air, some of the points I did get to, some of the points I didn't get to. We'll have Rob New pop in sometime during the next hour to talk about the police following us around. I mean, it was so ridiculous. This is while we're walking around New York, because I wanted to walk around to wake up, because I'd been up since 5 a.m. This is about 7 o'clock at night. And we walk around here, we walk around there, and there were the guys following us around like nerds in a secret agent movie, talking into their sleeves and talking into their windbreakers. And sometimes you'd walk up on one and they'd turn and then walk into the wall like they were a robot or something. I mean, I've seen Secret Service out at events and they act just like children and all get into the secret agentness and imagine that they're 007. 007 doesn't exist. The real 007s are with the children grabbed out of backyards this week, flying them off to the Saudi princess. Flying them off to Saudi Arabia. We know they have one of the biggest white slavery operations in the world. They got thousands of those princes. They're the biggest. You think most rich people, you just want caviar in a big house, but not the globalist. And so they see us as food. And see, I don't see myself as food. And being up there around all the fake CNN people, and I said, let me guess how this is going to go. You're going to have victims' families on up against me. I said this last Friday talking to them. Oh, no, no. And I said, I don't mind that. They go, oh, no, no, no. All they did was lie, which was good because I could tell when they were lying. So I knew exactly what they do. And I knew, I told Rob, I said, flying up there yesterday morning, I said, they're going to bring up little factoids and try to make it hinge on that. Like, what type of gun did this mass murder? What type of gun did that mass murder? And I predicted it wasn't hard. It's M4 AR-15 variant. But, Piers, I have the FBI statistics of the overall 20%+ and growing crime rate drop as gun ownership has accelerated. And I mean, here it is. Statistics prove more guns, less crime. Inconvenient facts that gun control lobby cannot answer. And this is from 2007 to 2011. It goes back to the 50s. This is off local police numbers and federal combined. You can see here about a 10% drop in the last, I mean, most of this drop has happened just the last 5-6 years, but before that, it was also dropping, just not as fast. And I tried to give him this. You know, I tried to give him that information. He didn't want to have a real debate. And I could read his cue cards when we went to the first break, and it was all, what is the number of people shot at Aurora? You know, what is the number of people shot at Sandy Hook? And it was all just going to be Perry Mason, like, what color is the tile in the entryway of the south entrance of Buckingham Palace? And he didn't want to have a real debate. He's like, we're here having a reasonable debate right now. So I knew, hammer down, get that intel out. I also told the crew, I said, they're going to bring up the fact that I pointed out government-sponsored terrorism. Sure enough, they did that. And the real show was what went on inside that big studio. It's like a gymnasium with black walls. I've never been in that particular old Larry King studio, but I was in the one right next to it with Joy Behar and a few other shows. The point is that I'm in there, and they came in and were like, we need to cut this now. I could hear them all talking behind the cameras, and all of a sudden there were all these managers and security people just from the first interview, you know, the first segment, 3 or 4 minutes. And Pierce is like, nope, we can't. And he didn't communicate anything else. It was just, nope, we got to go ahead. Obviously, because I had predicted they would chicken out. 3 segments. They did 2. He panicked. I was so looking forward to Alan Dershowitz, the so-called constitutional lawyer, that said on the show after I left that I shouldn't be able to own guns and I'm dangerous. No, the government that's got the biggest prison population in the world and ships guns to Mexico and runs drugs into the country and has been involved injecting black people with syphilis, and I just mentioned that because everybody knows about Tuskegee. There's thousands of other declassified murders of U.S. troops, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, towns sprayed with nerve gas. That's who we need to watch having the guns, as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine, all of them told us over and over again, and history has shown. And I'm walking out, and they're like, leave now. And the security's like, now. I'm like, well, I'm going to get our bag out of the green room. And these guys just really wanted to be tough guys. Because it's here they are in this rotting. Because I've been to CNN. I'm trying to think. That studio 3 times and the one next door once. So 4 times total. Folks, I've been in those exact rooms. It literally looked like a gas station bathroom in the worst part of town. It was rotting. And those people were in hell. It's a skeleton of what it was. It's a globalist operation, and they're nothing. That's why they're saying tonight's show, Alex Jones, because they're now reporting. I was just searching it when I was driving. Dude's like, better stop that. You're driving. Record ratings, record Twitter, everything. They're like, oh, tonight it'll all be Alex Jones, but Alex Jones won't be there. And how he's a victim. You know, I told him, he said, so you want me deported right before we went live? And I said, no. I did that to get attention to the fact that, you know, you're trying to take our First Amendment. Obviously, Obama. By the way, the White House responded at the end of the show, saying they'll respond officially, which they never do to petitions they don't like, but they were forced to on this one, 100-something thousand signatures. But that obviously free expression is our most important value. The guy is involved in operations against this country, and obviously I know he isn't going to be deported. I want to point out that we can culturally deport him. He's already been culturally deported from England. Every newspaper in England, Watson tells me, including the physical ones that he's seen, have this on the cover or close to the cover, and it's all how I've attacked the British people. No, the British people have been taken over by globalists and used to fund their worldwide empire while sucking you dry, the host. And now they sucked England dry by the end of World War One. Now they've moved on to us, okay? And that's when the British Empire moved over here. He wrote 3 different books on it, Winston Churchill, The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. I've only read one of them. I read the latter one because I wanted to know that history. You know, he calls us the American cousins and this whole cutesy relationship. You know, to say that I'm anti-British or anti-Welsh or anti-Scottish or any of that is just asinine, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Welsh, English, you know, Scottish, Irish, the whole nine yards. I mean, I am, and it's all Gaelic to begin with. It's all Celtic. But that's what they're trying now in the newspapers over there. I want England to get their guns back. You know, they armed the British population, government armed during World War II in case they got invaded. They had weapons before that. They had a low crime rate because they were gentlemanly. Now they have a crime rate triple what it was 15 years ago when they took the guns. And I've got all the statistics, and I tried to give them to Piers Morgan. He knows all that. Kept trying to explain. They kill you with knives and hatchets and beating people's brains in at more people per capita in your country of, what, 68, 70 million people. I guess the whole UK is more than that. And it just didn't matter. So now they're making it about the First Amendment, and the whole enemy is going to throw themselves against us now. So you need to pray for us, support us, and understand the trolls at the COINTELPRO Cognitive Infiltration, Cass Sunstein School are going to be working overdrive to try to attack the First Amendment, and they may be coming after us.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
Yeah, you build the big guns.
Here they build the death planes.
Build to destroy.
Here they build all the bombs.
You play with our world.
Here they hide behind walls.
Like it's your little toy.
Here they hide behind desks.
Hide behind walls and desks.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask.
You that ain't ever done nothing.
You that never done nothing. But built to destroy.
Here it is.
You play with my world.
Like it's your little toy.
Like it's your little toy.
I just want you to know.
You put a gun in my hand, and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
That's it.
Like Judas of old.
You see, they're warmongering, killing worldwide, putting 20% roughly of the population, even higher, children on deadly antipsychotics, not just serotonin reuptake inhibitors and serotonin, SSRIs and SRIs, whose inserts say make you commit mass murder, death, mayhem, psychotic outbreak, suicide. And then I'm going, Piers Morgan, we now lead the world in suicides. Our troops are killing themselves. That was a point I wanted to make. I had so many points I wanted to make. But they don't take the troops. You never hear about the troops dying in suicide by the thousands and thousands every year, way over all the other combat deaths. You never hear about, they come into press and they go, here is Paxil. You know, all these CNN sponsors. And let me tell you, folks, one of the main producers was crying and then screaming at me. Other women were hyperventilating. Men were bowing up. And at the end of it, going out, I'm like, hey, I'm an American. Stop acting tough. And I told the security guys, they're like, come on with us downstairs. And I said, I want to go out in the shopping mall exit. I don't want to go out the back door of Bloomberg's people. And the guy looked at me knowing, he's like, ha, that's where you're going. You're going out there with them. I'm like, well, I don't want a confrontation. And we caught one of the guys on tape. I said, dude, get your camera going. They're like, you can't film in here. I go, we got to protect ourselves. And you're coming out and there's one over here and one over here. And they literally turn, start talking into their little handpieces, you know, into their sleeves. And then the guy turns and then walks into a wall and just starts walking up against a wall. And dude's like, look at that. And then there's other ones, like in a gangster movie, going, hey, that's him. And I'm like, cab. And the cab stops and we jump in. We didn't go back to our hotel. We were getting cased when we got there. They had guys in, not the bellman, they had guys in suits that were only had eyes for us. And I said, let's get our stuff. And we went to New Jersey, got on the Our flight back there in Newark. And I mean, folks, and you know, I don't just get up here. I go to Bilderberg. I get followed by guys in black sedans. I've been arrested. You know, Jim Tucker plays it down when he got shot at. And that was in mainstream European papers when he was in Portugal. Stuck into Bohemian Grove. Got questioned by the Secret Service. I mean, I've been physically attacked. I mean, I don't build this stuff up. Let me tell you, my dad calls up and he goes, you need to get out of there. And I was like, Dad, we're already packing. And my whole family, before I even left, said, we have a bad feeling. And I just want to thank you all for your prayers. Because, you know, these were not, these may have actually been mafia they sent over there. But I mean, you know, the police detectives in New York pretty much look like mafia characters out of a movie anyways. And people ask, well, how would they take you out? Well, you know, we get to our hotel. They had the streets blocked off, only to our hotel. They weren't blocked off the day when we got there. And there were people casing it. I mean, it was like a movie, and just amazing, just amazing. And again, you live this life. It's when you really live in the trenches. Average folks that you know are quiet and reserved, but also kind of intimidated and meek, have no idea what's really going on in the world. I mean, a lot of you may think you do, but until you really challenge these people, until the NSA or whoever it was calls up your wife and tells her what she was just talking about on the phone, and then threatens her. And until that happens to you, and I've been in a restaurant with the crew before, and I'm sitting there talking to my wife, and then she calls back crying, and it's happened. I mean, until somebody calls up and says, I'm watching your little dog in your backyard right now, until that happens to you, you don't know how real this is. And I'm not intimidated by these people. I mean, I know they're in the wrong, and I am not going to disgrace my forebears. Now, again, did I do a perfect job? No, I give myself about a 90. But there's not a lot of armchair quarterbacking out there after you go through the TSA and go through what I will call Bloomberg's goons. He runs that city. He's the boss. He's the Duke of New York. And we did escape from New York by the blessings of God. When we come back, I'll run through all the news, ladies and gentlemen. But I just can't help it. When I see bullies, you should have seen how arrogant he was behind the scenes. When I see people that affected behavior and everybody groveling to him, it just makes my blood boil. Meanwhile, all of CNN is a rotting fake facade.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'm only human, and flesh and blood needs flesh and blood. I need you. I hope you need me, because together we fight real tyrants. You know, when they had all these undercover cops jumping out of alleyways and going, "Hey, big fan," and some people were listeners, but these were cops. They knew where we were. They were obviously tracking us via cell phone. The New York PD is tied into the NSA tracking systems, just like your wife can track you with your cell phone if she knows the number. They were doing it. And it was all, just pure intimidation out of a movie. And one time, one of them was talking to us, and his jacket flapped up, and there was his gun. And they wanted me to know, the mafia doesn't like you having guns. They want the guns and then you disarmed. I mean, it's a very simple equation. And that's what made me mad about them, that they would have those shark detectives up and down the street in the, 10 blocks or so we walked, that they would have people in the hotel, outside the hotel, that when these guys would shake your hand, you know, they would go, "I really like you." You know what I mean? "I really like you." Just out of a movie. Just absolutely out of a movie. In fact, I went to see the new Sniper movie that has stage mass shootings in it. No wonder they didn't want it to come out with Tom Cruise. Reacher. And
Yeah, Jack Reacher. It's a pretty good movie, actually. I'm not usually a Tom Cruise fan. I like some of his earlier stuff. And, you know, in the movie, there's the woman that's the witness. They want to get rid of her. And the guys want to say, hi, I want to be friends. Come with us. Come with us. She's like, no, I don't feel like it. And he goes, do it now. And the guy's like, bam, knocks her out, you know, and smothers her. And it's like, just like that. And you're like, come on, man. And the big deal is I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if they try something, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm sitting there having to deal with detective after detective, unless they were, I mean, the two are interchangeable. This country's just in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they're just used to everybody being in fear of them. And I'm sorry. I mean, I'm from Texas, folks, and the mafia never did too good down here because people would rather die than be your slaves. And I mean, that's just who I am. And so you want a war, you got one, okay? And like I said, you strike me down, you'll only make our movement that much more powerful. The consensus is in, I'd say about 95% of people think that I just told it like it was, slammed them hard, got in their face, and delivered a message that we're not going to have our guns taken. And again, I have been overworked. I worked till late at night the night before, Sunday. I flew out at 5 a.m. You know, I was up all day doing stuff, doing interviews and things over the phone, writing stories with Watson on the phone. Go there, go through all their people, deal with it. But I did the best job I could, and I'm proud of the job I did overall. And, you know, you see the deterioration of my body in the fight against liberty. That is a symbol of the vigorousness of my soul. That my soul demands, even when I dream, I think about the New World Order and how to defeat them. And so my full being is being turned over to resistance to the New World Order because we're entering a key time here. And we're at a crossroads deciding our future. I mean, I'm reading these articles and the videos. I mean, Piers Morgan, when I got here at 10:50, and was back there getting coffee. Look at the joke. Somebody mailed us this coffee cup. It's the Central Intelligence Agency. You're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And thanks to whoever mailed it. I read the card. I forget the name. And there's Piers Morgan, a clip of him this morning on another show, going, I was scared. You know, this guy is dangerous. And he said a bunch of other stuff. What was the full quote? Because you guys saw it too and wrote it down. I mean, I can't even keep track of this. And you know, it was electrifying. It was electrifying. I mean, what, a hillbilly that won't be your slave and knows history? Somebody that won't bend over to you because you got a snot-nosed accent and look like you're anorexic in person? I mean, you're like a mannequin, a vampire. Only thing that scares me is ever being like you. Duty is like a mountain. Death is like a feather. And it's not that I'm up here bragging. I'm this great person of duty. It has taken me over. It is rapture. It is relief to just totally turn yourself over to resistance to evil. When I think about the innocents that are being abused worldwide by these vampires, My very being, when I was forged in my mother's womb by God, just as you were, my destiny, if I take it in my hands, is to defend the innocent, just as I once was. That is your destiny, if you'll take it up, and you will be fulfilled. Your life will have value the moment you choose life. And so I am bona fide, I'm real, and that's all I can do. I never wanted to be your toad-like champion of liberty, but I am the best there is. And I am here to call forth others to resist tyranny, and I know you're out there. Let's go to DrudgeReport.com if you're watching on TV. Radio listeners, go there. I mean, it says it all. It's on. Alex Jones versus Piers Morgan. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. You're a hatchet man of the New World Order. Jones. I made CNN producer cry. Piers concerned that someone like him has that level of influence. Yeah. And now they've got Dershowitz on other shows, not just last night, saying, I shouldn't be able to own guns, and I'm obviously ill, because he's a little hunchbacked old man, nothing against hunchbacks, but with, you know, him, it fits the archetype, who said we should have let police or anybody torture whoever they want. I mean, you know, get in a teleporter and go back to Stalinist Russia or Nazi Germany, Dershowitz. You're a joke, because you sit there with an effect. I mean, let me tell you something, Dershowitz. When I said, hey, Dershowitz, and he looked at, saw who I was, they all panicked and ran in fear. And he said on the show, I'm scary. What, I'm scary? That I see a dangerous person that wants endless war and secret arrest and torture and NDAA on the books to disappear me and my family and CIA torture flights in the sky and the government shipping guns to Mexico and narcotics into the country, and I'm being stalked by mafia and NSA calling my house, death threatening my family, or whoever, it could be private corporations for all I know, who are able to listen to our phone. You know, the stuff I put up with, and you people, some of you out there don't understand just how real this is. What you're seeing here, folks, this, you know, I'm somebody who understands history, saw it a long way off, and put my full will against it. And it doesn't mean I'm that strong. My will is strong. My body, my intellect is weak. But I have put my full will against these people. They're spiritual rules to the universe, and I have committed at a spiritual level, and that's where your real power is. I don't, whatever, you don't, may not believe in God or not, but let me tell you something. There are more things in this world than just what's in your books. Which Shakespeare play is that? I want the full quote if you guys can pull it up. And they kind of rip it off in O'Brien's, which is an excellent film and group of books, the adaptation Master and Commander. Because as soon as the guy commits suicide, he thinks the Jonas, the wind picks up and they're not becalmed after, you know, 6 weeks or whatever, about to all die. And he looks over to Matra and he says, there's a lot of things in this world that aren't your books, buddy. And all I can say is that we all have to commit here, okay? I mean, I look at my fellow Americans and they have a memory of being great humans, whether you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, I don't care. I see the greatness in your eyes. I see young men with their young wives, and I see the potential greatness and a feeling that you should be doing great things, because you should be doing great things. Our ancestors, all of them, went through hell to survive, and survival was always victory, just surviving. And you are powerful, and I see how scared you are. I see how intimidated you are, and it tears at me. And that's why I have to get in the face of the TSA when they get in my face and I see abuses. That's why I have to get in the face of Piers Morgan, because I can't help it. I don't like scammers. I don't like people that organize themselves and run hoaxes. Let me give you an example of hoaxes. It's also at DrudgeReport.com. It's also on Infowars.com. And it's also in USA Today. Look how it's formatted. It looks like a computer now. Talk about Pavlovian. And they set up these panic tents every flu season for the flu epidemic like it's a movie. You know, they do these emergency drills, and then they show you these tents, and they go, my gosh, it's a pandemic. 29 states report high flu rate activity. At least 18 children die. And again, oh, my gosh, 18 children. Don't ever go out. Folks, there are 315 million people. Most children, and I've had medical doctors on and gone over the statistics on this, that end up dying have been filled with hundreds of vaccines, already have organ failure, are amputees, have cancer, you name it. And then the cause of death from exhaustion, the old days they would just say exhaustion, malnutrition. Now they say flu, because that's the trendy thing. They tell you 35,000 die a year of flu in the United States. Real numbers are about 300. You can go pull this up. And they admit that the flu vaccine takes your immunity and actually makes you get the flu the next year. Major studies, Canadian, U.S. I mean, it's all there. They say on the insert. They admit they've never guessed the proper flu. I'm getting a little bit of a reverb. I know Jonas has changed studios. You guys hear that micro reverb? Is there a guest in here? There may be a headset on or something in here. Just drives me crazy. Sorry. I'm sitting there because I'm so exhausted. I'm this tired. I just can't have any distractions. Thank you, guys. And it's the same thing. They just hoax it, and it all dovetails with the movies. And then they make, some numbers are 40-something billion a year just off flu shots worldwide. Large percentage of that's in the U.S. Just look at the numbers. In fact, they're actually higher. I want the low number from about a decade ago. And they admit on record that they've never guessed the year before what the new flu is. It's just a total hoax. And they might as well just have boogeymen run around in people's windows at night and say, I'm the flu monster, you know, take shots or I'll get you. I mean, they treat you like children. And I look at the sheepishness of people. And I see men who think because they're totally withdrawn and say nothing to anyone, that gives them manliness. And I watch people have these fake conversations with each other out in public. I'm like, don't you really want to live? Aren't you real? Don't you have any gusto? Is there anything genuine in you? And I just see the soul of humanity driven out of us. And it is a spell. I mean, it's a mindset. It's programming. You can use a modern term or an ancient term. We have to break the spell. And if you just knew what was waiting for you, it's gone now, guys. Whoever changed something, it's gone. Thank you. If you just knew that when you committed and stepped across and realized you were being lied to, that the hoax would fall. I mean, when I was at CNN, however many, you know, decade ago, however long ago it was the first time, it was glistening. When I was in other news agencies, they were glistening. They are rotting carcasses. They are a facade. Piers Morgan is a facade fired from multiple newspapers for fake stories. Implicated in insider trading. His entourage arrested and on trial for phone hacking. By the way, if you really think a reporter knows how to go phone hack people, I got an Easter bunny on the moon I'm ready to sell you. These people are government operatives. If you don't know CNN, I was saying, hey, I know you guys are CIA. When I first got there, there were all these knowing looks. They're like proud of it, like they're agents. Oh, yeah, the agents give them stuff to get out to the public. Well, yeah, I mean, national defense. I mean, well, we use government satellites, at least we did in the past. It's in mainstream news. Look it up. WorldNet Daily, Washington Post. That's the CIA telling the CIA that the Pentagon. Remember Gore Vidal? It's probably 5-6 years ago. He died, you know, obviously last year. Love him or hate him, the guy had a lot of courage when it came to talking about false flag terror. And he was on CNN one time. We've played the clip many years. You might be able to find it on YouTube. About 6-7 years ago, I guess now time flies, like 96. And he goes, I just want to say this is the first time I've been on CNN in years where there's not a full star, you know, general calling the shots when it's a national security show. You can find that. I mean, that got reported in the news. I mean, when you're there and you're looking at CIA people who hates you. And all they've got is like this act, like they're the tough guys. They're the bad guys. No, what you are is a sack of garbage. You work for foreign banks to bring down this country and to make people poor because wealth empowers people. And, you know, all I want to say to all of you that serve evil, you really think you're going to get away from the New World Order by complying with it? You're crazy. Now, I'll open the phones up in the next hour, and at the bottom of the next hour, we'll have Dude pop in with his recollection of all the goons they had out there. And I want to go over all of this news. It's just that if you just tuned in, we have these clips, but I'm sure you're seeing it in the news yourself. I mean, every time they tell me it's been on all day, I just caught it once and have seen some of the video clips during the breaks online. When you turn on CNN. They're talking about the evil, dangerous Alex Jones. He's got too much power. And I've gone from I don't exist to I got too much power. Believe me, folks, I don't want the power. I've been trying to distribute it, just like other people have who are smart. You hear like WorldNet Daily or WorldNetDaily.com or DrudgeReport.com. You hear these, you know, or you see, what are they trying to do? They're trying to find more people that know what's going on because, folks, this is dangerous. Okay? This is not a fun crown to wear. Okay? Because the system is now scared. They've gone from being arrogant to being scared to putting on a good front. Now they realize that they thought they were going to get our guns, and it totally backfired on them, led by this radio show and this radio host and DrudgeReport.com. I just got to keep giving credit where this is happening. Other mainline talk show hosts, you know, libertarian conservative style, they're just either don't get it or they're subconsciously afraid and won't lay it out like it is, okay? So the globalists just keep inchworming, a salami slicing, where they get what they want. You've got to admit how bad it is if we have any hope. And there are a lot of you out there that know what's going on, but you look at others like they're your leader. You've got to start YouTube channels. You've got to start websites. You've got to start radio shows. You've got to get aggressive. When you see cops standing around with shaved heads, with, you know, huge arms, staring at people walking out of stores, you got to pull your car over, get up and go, hey, guys, what's going on? They're like, what do you want? Well, I'm just a citizen. What do you? And you know what? If they attack you, that's the way it is. Have video. Show it. I mean, we've got to, the system knows it's committed crimes. So it's gone and hired a bunch of people that just like to dominate, to try to intimidate us. That's what all the TSA is about, all of it. This is their revolution against us. And most police are not bad. But a lot of them, especially the ones they put in command, are. Just like the guy at Austin Airport. I was being pretty nice. I was like, well, hey, they don't have to wear, take their shoes off. And this guy walked over just hate, like, I'll brutalize you. And was like, you go through there, I'm going to arrest you. Just like, just let me attack you. Man, you must be a pathetic person.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Okay, here's Politico exclusive. Piers Morgan on Alex Jones. And he talks about how there's got to be a level of discourse that can rise above what happened last night. It was undignified and unedifying. No, taxing people until they go bankrupt is undignified and unedifying. I mean, it's just such an act where these guys act all gentlemanly while they absolutely run over the top of you. And that's part of what they do. I mean, this guy, the average American who watches CNN hardly can tie their shoelaces.
or they're well-meaning, let's just be honest, women, liberal women who just think, oh, that's Piers. He really cares about the kids. And it's also calculated when you know media. And they lied to me about everything. And it's not that I didn't know that they were going to lie. It's just that on the front page of CNN, and their website is actually big. It's bigger than their TV shows. They are, you know, talking about how I'm dangerous and I don't need to have guns. But that's good because it gets them out in the open. They want our guns, like Dianne Feinstein said. And I'm sick of him. Like, we just want reasonable restrictions. They make it about a certain type of guns. Then they ban those. Then they ban the others. I know they're liars. It'd be like a used car salesman that tried to sell me a Pinto and told me that it was a brand new Aston Martin. I'd say, man, that's a rusted out Pinto that won't even start. They're like, no, it's not. It's a Rolls Royce, brand new. And they're like, oh, you're crazy. You shouldn't get mad. But see, government makes you buy it. They force a Pinto on you and then tax you for an Aston Martin and tell you that, you know, you've got a brand new 600 horsepower Corvette and what you've got is a vehicle that won't even start. I mean, I'm just done. I'm done playing games with them. And we need to shake people out of their trance. The reason this interview has exploded so big is that they know the public is in a trance and they are absolutely freaking out right now because all over the internet, people resonated with what I said. Because they're sick of the script of everyone sitting there nicely debating back and forth with a bunch of controlled talking points. In fact, I even recorded some of Walls there. I was walking around my iPhone, but they wanted to pre-script. In fact, I even have notes. They wanted to pre-script what we were going to talk about. They wanted to know everything I was going to cover. And then I'd sit there and I'd say, oh, well, this is what I plan to cover. That's what I plan to cover. I said, and what are you going to do? You're going to have victims' families on right before me, aren't you? I'm like, oh, no. And you say, well, I gave them the idea. No. I know how they work. Let's not put the cart before the horse here. And I knew they'd bring up 9/11, you know. Look, 9/11, our government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. I'm not saying there aren't some Muslim extremists and that there aren't real terrorists. The point is most of the time they're protected, they're directed, and the NORAD stands down. The official story is just not true. And that made them even madder when I went over all those points. And there is just so much news here. I mean, it's just hundreds of newspapers reporting on it. And we've got the clips coming up. Aaron Dykes is going to pop in and do. Then we'll open the phones up. I haven't even gotten to these clips yet, so I can actually say what I wanted to say. We'll play some of what was happened, then I'll elaborate. I'm not tired anymore now that I got here on the air. I'm a little bit dingy, because of about 2 hours sleep. Again, I flew to New York yesterday, came back this morning. I'm here on the radio right now. I feel like I've been up all day because I have since like 4 a.m. Side issue. It's just, it's amazing. But I do want to hear from Lou Rockwell. I want to hear from Ron Paul. He's on with us tomorrow, right? Confirmed? Ron Paul? Yeah, okay, great. And, I want to hear from everybody what they think about this, because these guys aren't just attacking the Second Amendment. They've gotten rid of the Fourth, the Fifth, the Tenth, and now they want our Second. And the people are not going to put up with it. So a ton of news, also on the flu hype, video clips, and the real statistics, and my adventures with the TSA, the slave training agency.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to have Aaron Dykes here for a couple segments to start playing some clips in the next segment. But here's the main point I meant to make. And Rob Dew saw this. Some of it's on tape because he was back in the green room. And even before I was off, they're like, get your stuff, get ready, get out of here. They were, the producer had tears running down and was yelling. Other women were breathing heavy, freaking out. The woman that did my makeup, named Yoko, attractive Japanese lady. She, I was like, you know, the women in India that are being raped en masse, the police won't help. In fact, a lot of them are involved. It's so corrupt. And it's so, talk about overpopulated. I mean, I've talked to folks who go to India a lot. It's just hellish in the cities. A lot of nice people over there, though. But you either have really good people or really bad people. I guess that's the way it is everywhere. But to finish the story, well, I'll just get to it later. It just, I'm sitting there. This is like 10 minutes before, and they're putting makeup on me. And they're sitting there. And I go, hey, you know, I've got daughters. You know, they're learning how to shoot firearms. And I think it's good that, you know, when they move away or whatever, or when their husband's gone, you know, they have firearms to protect themselves when they grow up. And I go, you know, these women are asking for firearms in India. And she goes, no, I'd rather the police handle it. And I go, well, what do you do when you're on a bus? And because they just had the CIA guy, admitted CIA, Anderson Cooper was on right before. And he was talking about, you know, them raping that woman to death with a four-foot iron rod, rebar. And I was saying, man, those women need to be armed. And she said, no, only the police can be armed. And it's just so domesticated. I mean, just so domesticated. I mean, I think about my grandmothers, one of them who's still alive, and they weren't, you know, misses. They were ladies, you know, real sweet and everything, cooking pies, but somebody came around the house, giving them problems. They just went over and got the rifle and said, you ready to die, buddy? I mean, how did they turn women into this? And men are even more weak than women now. I watching all the sitcoms and dramas, because when I'm in a hotel room, I'll watch more TV than I normally do. And then watching them on the airplane, they had dramas and sitcoms on. The men are all bumbling buffoons and the women are the bosses. Every movie, every show. I mean, it's just like this agenda is anti-human. Aaron, what do you want to talk about when we come back? We're going to play some clips. You're pretty wound up.
It's just amazing to me how controlled the whole TV thing is. CNN's a great example of a 30-year-plus psyop where it's all no substance. It's all this style, very polite people, well-spoken, of course, but they're always somehow missing the issue and always painting anybody who tries to say common sense as this moron. They'll have, you know,
CNN says there's no NAFTA superhighways, even though they got billboards up for them.
But they have people like Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was also on last night. They have Larry Pratt, gun owners. They will come on and be calm, lay out the points. They make great arguments, too. But then they'll put in those lower thirds, you know, baby killer type stuff and really just trying to paint them as
they're creating people. They're creating this mass guilt that we collectively, gun owners, we killed these kids. When they, I meant to say this, is why I kept getting mad. They created the victim disarmament zones in those schools.
Alex, it was great to see someone go in there like Jesus did to the corrupt bankers and the old churches in the days of the Bible and turn over the tables and say, this is a matrix breaking through moment. This whole system.
Whoa, I never said that in the office. I said that to Rob Dew and he said, and I wasn't going to do it. I said, what if I overturned the table like Christ? And it was almost like then they didn't want to even be at the table. It was weird. They wanted me out there, I guess, to have a lower view and make me look fatter, you know, over on the edge. I've never seen that on that show. I haven't watched a lot. But, you know, the point is, I even had that. That is incredible. But that's what I was channeling, and I was trying to do that when I was there. But I held back and was too polite. I should have really gone after
him. See, Piers has that gentlemanly overlay, but he's been spouting at the mouth for weeks since this tragedy, since the Bob Costas football murder-suicide thing. And before that, demanding to turn in the guns. He plays the victim this morning. He plays up the victims of this tragedy.
You've got a lot to say. Stay there. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back and we're play clips. I need to. You're absolutely right. Come back. Break that down. All I know is they were hyperventilating, they were panicked, they were freaked, they were scared. They had the Kennedys on who were like, that man was scary, he shouldn't have guns. I looked at them. These people, these globalists know how to manipulate people, but there's so many generations into it. They're dinosaurs. They're scared little Skeksis in their dark tower. These people are a joke.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The new year is a great time to take charge of your health and wellness. Get serious and make a stand with Supernatural Silver. This is a breakthrough in silver technology that is several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally every day to help fight bacteria, viruses, infections, yeast, and molds. Supernatural Silver is also exceptional for wound care and is highly effective for water purification. It is the number one choice for thousands of people for immune system support, and it is also a perfect choice for your emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Check out our new low prices and like us on Facebook.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, back live into the second hour. It is Tuesday, the eighth day of January 2013. I am fresh back from New York. Literally got into the studio 10 minutes before airtime. By the grace of God, our flight took off pretty close to on time. And I'm here. Aaron Dykes is in the studio. Rob Dews doing the nightly news tonight. He traveled with me, did a great job putting up with the what I believe are Bloomberg's goons casing us and following us and jumping out of alleyways. And, oh, hi, how you doing? You know, just the whole nine yards. And we're working with the CNN people when we came out. It was just amazing. But what's even more incredible, and we have these clips coming up. Most shows would just constantly be playing clips of it. I haven't even gotten any clips yet. Where they've got all these different CNN hosts and advisors, the disgraced Alan Dershowitz, but it shows how evil the mainstream media is. Oh, he's a good old, you know, well-spoken old man. He calls for the government to be able to torture you whenever they want. You know, like John, you said, I mean, this is a great man. How liberal. You know, drones, wars, well, he's liberal. Just like with Obama, he's got a peace prize. It must be good. I was supposed to debate him. They totally chickened out. And it was classic. I mean, and they were talking in Pierce's ear the whole time. They wanted to cut after the first segment when I started attacking their precious sponsor. It is a crime. And I've had congressmen and women on about this, that upwards of 20 percent of Americans are on dangerous drugs, a lot of them kids. They put two-year-olds on psychotropics, folks, that attack the brain, the heart, the organs. And I brought that up. I said, your sponsors, because, I mean, it's constant when you watch TV, the Paxil ads and the Zoloft ads. By the way, it'll come out later on the shooter. In this case, you know, he's under psychiatric care, and that's just default with the so-called Aspergers, probably vaccine damage of the supposed Adam Lanza shooter. Turns out the Batman shooter, it's official, mainstream news. I'm going to get to that later in my stack. That he was on a bunch of medication. Really? And then he just so happened to be under a Department of Defense grant paying for everything. And he just so happened to have a top Air Force psychiatrist assigned to him who was over a whole base but moved and spent time with him almost every day. And there's big notebooks, but that's, you know, not going to look at those. And this is a PSYOP, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to do more. Let me tell you why they're so confident to go after the guns. They're going to stage more shootings. They're going to wind up more mentally ill people. They're going to do it. And it's going to be Bushmaster, Bushmaster, Bushmaster to say, see, we can ban one gun, we can ban them all. And the bills are introduced to ban your guns and physically take them and to have a purge against you. So our forebears, Sam Adams, spent almost all the money he had, one of the wealthiest men in Boston, putting out pamphlets for a decade because he'd watch redcoats beat up his friends and abuse some of his family. And he'd watch them as bullies engage in that type of behavior. And he said, I will do everything I can to bring you down. And he also was involved in 1775. Whenever redcoats would beat up citizens of Boston, the men would get together and go beat them up. So it became big street fights. I mean, men back then, you know, oh, really, five of you beat up my son? Well, I'm coming for you. That was back before all the fluoride and all the estrogen and the food and water. And, you know, some people are timid out there. They're like, hey, we need to just be nice and friendly with the New World Order. Let me tell you something. That's what got us in this position. They're arming up. They're putting their hands on our body. It's all dog training, submission training. They're poisoning us. They're dumbing us down. They're attacking the family. They're killing 50-plus million babies. Even though abortion's more unpopular than ever, they've got more funding for it and more abortions than ever. It's just amazing. That's right. Less people support abortion, but they're statistically now getting more people to have abortions just because the population's gone up about 70-plus million since Roe v. Wade, but that's a side issue. It's a paradox there in the graph. And I kept trying to get him to respond. He goes, well, let's have a debate. I'm like, respond to my point, not your point. Here are the FBI crime statistics. 20-plus percent reduction in the last 15, 16 years. Just the last, what is it, 2007 to 11, that's 4 years. That's the last numbers. They come out a year late. Over a 10% drop. That's FBI.gov. I mean, and he did not want to do that. He wanted to go, what kind of jewels? And everybody loved me doing the English accent to him. So we're down to the wire here. And I'm going to tell you something. We routed them. That's why they're going to spend tonight and the next night and night after night trying to pile on me. And all it's going to do is send people to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And no matter what they pull on us, you know, liberty lovers, we're not circling the wagons. We're on the attack. They're circling the wagons. And Rob Dew saw it bigger than Dallas, man. And I'd go further. It's so unbelievable that I held back. You know, the one area I'm deceptive in is that truth is so much crazier than fiction, as they've said, that the women that were running the entire operation, and then later executives, men and women, came down. And it was like 30 people down there. It was like 5 people. It was like 30 by the time. It was like roaches coming out, you know, when the house catches on fire or something. I mean, they were rats pouring out. And they were just, and men going, and women, and I mean, multiple women had tears in their eyes, were hyperventilating. I think there was some people probably, you know, taking some of their own meds right there. I mean, hell, you got to live in New York City the way it is now. And it was a complete meltdown, okay? They basically acted like their ship was sunk. And you know why? I know why. There were boogers smeared on the walls, ladies and gentlemen. There were, like I said, I thought, did they give us a dirty bathroom on purpose? Because I'm not a neat freak. But, I mean, I don't want to describe this. It was like a jail cell I was in once in New York. I mean, it was diarrhea splattered on the wall. I thought it was fitting that Fareed Zakaria's picture was hanging right outside. And then I said, well, let me go look around. So I started going around looking in other green rooms. You walk through the makeup areas, the other ones. It was all filthy. Just a filthy, disgusting facade rotting full of termites. Aaron Dykes, you've got the floor. Your take on all this, and we'll start getting to these clips.
Look, there's different kinds of bullies, and there's the bully pulpit, and we all have our freedom of speech. People reacted to the fact that you were so wound up and in his face last night. It is time for that, because he is a different kind of bully, not the kind that says, I'm tougher than you, bring it on. He is a sneak attacker, and he's been belittling and nitpicking and undermining people for weeks, specifically his Second Amendment guests. Don't remember his name. It was a few weeks ago.
Larry Pratt.
No, it was someone else. They brought him on to talk about the sporting of guns, and he was quoted in those lower thirds that you mentioned. They pre-script and get the cards. What are you about to talk about? They had guns or fun while they were rolling pictures of the dead kids from Newtown. The guy was on to talk about firearm sporting and safety and how they...
No, because they say, we want you to be able to sport. That's your Second Amendment. Dershowitz said the Second Amendment means he loses his guns. We have that clip coming up. The Second Amendment means he doesn't have guns. That's how dumb they think their viewers are.
They bring these well-put-together hosts, Piers Morgan, you mentioned Fareed Zakaria. Look at the French woman they just nominated for the World Development Economic Post in the articles. Oh, she's a genius. She's so brilliant.
She'll bring us 80% taxes like France with everyone fleeing.
Yeah, these foreigners who are pitching us towards the socialist communist.
But that's globalism. It's all getting us used to foreign corporations occupying us.
But we're supposed to kneel down to the fact that Fareed Zakaria is such a great mind when he has no respect for the Constitution. He loves the Council on Foreign Relations, goes to Bilderberg, loves these people.
And can't even write his own articles.
And I know full well they're contributing to the greatest portions of corruption and displacement.
Let me tell you, I ran into him last time I was at CNN 2 years ago. I ran into him when I was up there. I'd done The View and I went over to Joy Behar. And I mean, he's just there. He has like little sharp teeth, like a demon. And they're so fake and they're nothing. They're these little empty ring wraiths. They're like animated corpses, man. I'm telling you, these people are weak. That's why they lust for power, because they're weak.
That's it. They do it for power because they're not stupid people. They can reason through these arguments. They know they're stacking the deck with these weak arguments and just presenting it the way they want to. And they're playing with our emotional strings. And it just makes me sick, because I understand the Second Amendment. The more I look into the Founding Fathers and the history of America, the more I'm blown away, how much they had the forethought to at
least
try. I mean, they tried to establish a balance of power. They looked at each other in the room and realized they wouldn't want any one of them to be their king or their dictator. They tried to split up those powers, and they're undermining all of it systematically, Alex.
A bunch of them were inventors.
So mad.
Most of them spoke like five languages. They were the greatest expression of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They were just, I mean, I don't worship men, but I've studied the philosophers. I've read pretty much all of them. Our founding fathers were incredible people. That's why I saw Michael Moore going, why do we care about this? Why do we like it? Because it was the worldwide declaration of liberty. It's the example against all the tyranny. Everything they want to bring back is ancient. They're the ones bringing old tyranny back.
They disingenuously try to talk about flintlocks. No, it's the nature of man to try to dominate and use power, whatever the tools of the day. It has nothing to do with technology or how advanced firepower it is. It's about trying to discourage that bad behavior.
It's about a separation of power. I don't trust. They're saying they don't trust me with guns. Guaranteed trying to, you know, get the ATF to raid me or something. Good. Make my day. You know, make me, you know, a martyr. Come after me. Do whatever you want. I'm ready for you to come set me up. Don't you get it? I've chosen to stand for the truth, and you fail. No matter what you do to me, you can't win. And we have to have that example. But I'd say 90%+ of our listeners and viewers really understand what I did and appreciate it, because I was so disgusted with them, and that's why it's such big news. They are in panic mode because they thought they were going to sit there and play games. He had like five cards about, well, how many people died in this shooting? Well, how many did that? Just so I could go, I don't remember, you know. Just like I could have said, how many seats are there on a double-decker bus? You know,
I know, exactly. And it reminds me of this guy I knew in college who's kind of obsessive, compulsive, really wanted to know about the latest cameras, all their features, the technical things they could do, got really caught up in it. Would argue with my old boss for hours at a time, and my boss finally said, look, it's a tool. It has to do with what story you're going to tell with the camera, not the individual features and which one has a bigger pixel size and things like that. What are you going to do with the camera? What is your intent? And no one will ask about these psychological mass-killing shooters. What is their motive? They admit they don't know Lanza's motive.
Well,
there is no motive to kill innocent children.
By the way,
no,
we didn't touch this story. There's now, but we saw the same thing. They have these reenactors that do these fake shootings all over the country to create the perception of a mass killing, sometimes unannounced. South Florida Sun Sentinel, FAU professor stirs conspiracy by disputing Newtown massacre and is saying there were at least some actors there. They're definitely coaching people. I'll say. Yeah, exactly. I think your mic's off. We'll be right back.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers. Top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Yeah, take a look out your window. There's a sight you'd like to see. Welcome back.
Look out.
All right, we're going to be taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231. And here's the deal. I am ready to be destroyed for liberty. I want to be clear about that. I'm nonviolent. I use information to get my job done, but I physically have decided that not only is it worth it to be shut up, imprisoned, or killed, that I would climb the highest mountain to, or attempt to defeat tyranny. I would swim the largest ocean. Ain't no mountain high enough. What's that song? I think we even have that in the computer. I'm committed. I'm weak. I'm just flesh and blood. I've asked God to make me strong. And God works with the pathetic, bits that I've got here. 800-259-9231. But they believe they've been crushed and defeated. They're now going to reorganize and come after us viciously. And they're saying, get rid of my free speech. We got a bunch of articles printing, a bunch of news clips coming up. I mean, you're seeing it out there. You know, Alex Jones should not have this platform. Alex Jones should not have these guns. I'm scared he has guns. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, my guns, embarrassingly, are rusting in gun safes. Because I've got stuff that grandpa passed on and the other grandpa passed on. And, you know, I say I got 50 guns. A lot of them are antiques. I got one that's an old, black powder back when they wove the shotguns. It's probably worth a lot of money. The point, I never sell it. It's like great-great-granddaddy. That he shoot turkeys with and stuff. The point is that I don't even have time to go out and shoot but 4 or 5 times a year now. I'm so busy. Even though I'll move to the country, I don't, because I'm here. I'm fighting. And when I do, it's for training with my children. But now they want my First Amendment and they're coming after me. Because that means they're coming after you. Because they're a bunch of gangsters and they've got to let you know that you're their slave and that they're going to predator drone your butt. They're going to arm with 1.6 million bullets. They're going to get all the armored personnel carriers. They're going to federalize the police. They're going to have torture command bases and all this. But you shouldn't be worried about them because they talk in sweet, little, soft NPR Piers Morgan voices. Aaron Dyke's final comments on this. I know you're going to be filing special reports on the nightly news tonight, riding shotgun with Rob Dude.
The point I was trying to make earlier, Alex, is that an assault weapon is any object, any device that someone uses with the motive to cause harm. But Piers Morgan last night again and again tried to nickel and dime you with statistics of what weapon did that killer use? What weapon did this killer use? And you named it with the precise model and caliber. He didn't care. He wanted to remind you that was an assault weapon, which we know is a particular branded, politicized term to reintroduce this legislation, which we know the Obama administration planned to do all along. Eric Holder admitted it in the first month Obama was in office, and Rahm Emanuel told him to STFU, to expletive shut up and stop talking about it, because they were doing it under the radar, and they want to get people in that TV mode, bypass their rational, reasonable thinking.
Exactly. Listen, bare minimum, her bill makes me take all my guns in and re-register them with the ATF, and they decide if I can keep them as a forced buyback provision, and they're doing interviews saying it, and then Pierce is like, I just want to show guns for hunting, and like you said, they were demonizing hunting the week before. They're going after it all. They've introduced the legislation, and we've got Obama and Biden 4 years ago saying, I will never come after any of your guns. That's a lie. When Sarah Brady says, don't worry, we're going to get them next term under the radar. They're coming, and they're a bunch of liars, and I'm not under your mind control, you snot-nosed bastard. You got that? I'm red-blooded, and I ain't bending over, and I'm not going to your FEMA camp. You got it? These people are dangerous. They're taking over. They're authoritarians. Danger, danger.
They try to trick us with the emotional play of showing these children. Alex, murder is a horrible thing. It's horrible what happened to these children. But when someone gets jealous of a wife or a husband, or when they commit a robbery and want to gain something physical and so they commit murder, there's a motive. There's a reason they did it. Of course, they should be prosecuted and jailed. But these mass murder shooters had no motive to kill people. They didn't.
No. They're Prozac heads programmed.
That's what I mean.
Do you hear me say? The media tells the shooters, go out and kill everybody.
Yes, when people take those SSRIs, they pour gasoline and self-emulate themselves, Alex. They'll find any weapon.
Shrimp.
Because
they've done studies with shrimps, and rodents. Rodents will walk right up to wolves and be eaten. Shrimp will swim right up to a fish. It destroys inhibition. And by the way, a woman on these drugs, you want to court the woman. You want her to be into you. Women who are on these drugs, man, their skirts are off so fast. I hate to get into this, folks, but I lived a little before I got married. I mean, I didn't like it. These women weren't there. And if you're a woman on this, I'm not judging you. But let me just tell you, their pants come off so fast it makes your head spin. And I don't want that. I want a woman to really like me. Oh, God help us, Aaron. Anything else you want to add?
Well, it's just the only people to gain from this are government who want to sell the fear on this so they can implement their control agenda.
Absolutely. It's obvious, and I'm calling their bluff. The hoax is over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Americans have such incredible hospitality. Can you imagine if I went to France or England or Russia and had a national TV show telling them to change their laws and lecturing them? They would run me out on a stinking rail. Foreigners who aren't even citizens, it's one thing if you're a citizen, you know, been here, built something, done something, then we want you, we claim you as our own. I don't care where you're from or what your religion is or whatever it is, you're ours. But you have some guy fleeing all these criminal inquiries and fired for faking news over here, and I'm just sick of being lectured by fake snot noses. I could get up here on this radio broadcast and get into the role of
being incredibly polite, but also manipulative. And it's actually a mindset that I could shift into here today and behave like Piers Morgan, but even more affected, and say, you have the blood of those children on your hands, these mass shootings, and we're going to civilize this nation, Mr. Jones. Going to do it. And your barbarian activities will not stop us, I assure you. I mean, they just, it's so outrageous. And I, for one, am done. And so their spin is, I can't think of a better poster child for gun control than Alex Jones. Yes, let's talk to our lawyer that wants to secretly arrest people and have them tortured. Alan Dershowitz, looking like Emperor Palpatine. What should we do?
Well, yes, torture is very good, and drone attacks, and no rule of law. I'm liberal. It's good. Yes.
I mean, it's all BS. Emperor's wearing no clothes. I call baloney. I'm done. You've used our energy, our money, our name to build the New World Order and run around killing millions of people, a million Iraqis, British Lancet Journal. And I will not have it done in my name anymore. Red coat usurper. And I know why my forebears stood up against you. And I know why my forebears stood up against Santa Anna. And many of you out there listening have forebears as well. Because you weren't perfect, but your ancestors came here to get away from the insiders, to get away from rigged games, to get away from all the corruption. It doesn't mean we didn't repeat it here again, but it was fresh and it was new. And I, for one, am just sick of it. I'm tired of it. And I know authoritarians. They're deceptive. They sit there manipulating their audience going, Mr. Jones, we don't want your firearms. We want reasonable restrictions on these black guns that are so scary. And I'm like, the bill says you can take whatever guns you want. That's preposterous. Hoping his audience doesn't go look it up. I mean, let me tell you something, folks. I am the most loving guy around. That's why I'm so angry and aggressive, because, well, what did Barry Goldwater say? He said, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And he said, silence isn't golden, it's yellow. And that's true. But I can say right now, I've lived a life that's been real. And I've influenced others to live a life that's real. And I shook the hands of people in New York and New Jersey and on the plane in Austin, Texas. Scientists and professors and engineers and school teachers and police officers who do know the truth, and they have that light in their eyes. They were awake. I talked to one of our listeners, man, that's a real person. They're bearing. They have a jovial, gregarious smile in their eyes. And they're sweet, but you could tell they'll pull your arm out of your socket. It's the same thing. And it's time for those of us that aren't evil inherently. We're all bad at one level or another, but our hearts are good. We love God. We love goodness. We love children. We love fair play. We love decency. We like cooking dinner for people. You know, we like taking care of folks. We like just goodness. We don't like these robotic, cold people that always want power and to get control of us and feed off of us. I'm done being a slave. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I said I'd go to these clips and then your calls. We got John, Mike, Aaron, Andrew, Robert, Ron, and many, many others. I want to talk to Ron. He's been calling us for about 14 or 13 years, since about 99. And he sent us a lot of good info over the years. He's a retired New York police officer. I'll just leave it at that. But I want to get his take on these guys. I mean, they acted like cops, but they look like stuff out of Goodfellas. I just couldn't believe it. They were all over us. And it's trying to intimidate. It's like, come on, man, you don't intimidate me. I'm scared of what I'm going to do. Because, man, I mean, I'll turn into King Kong on people. And it's not because I'm looking for trouble. I'm cornered here, man. I'm not wanting to fly to New York and get in the face of Piers Morgan. This isn't about me being Mr. Fancy Pants. It's about survival of freedom and our children's future. You hear a caller hang up. We'll go to the next person. Let's play Piers. This morning, he's all over CNN playing the part of a victim. And, oh, my gosh, Piers, I guess he didn't answer your question why he wants you deported. I said, because all these foreign governments and foreigners are telling us what to do. It's not your country. And Mao Zedong said political power goes out of the barrel of the gun. He had the guns, the people didn't, and he killed over 70 million people. Do you understand that, you witch? Your whole life is about being status-driven and sitting up there with a painted face in a newsroom like you're somebody reading off a teleprompter. You know when you're somebody is when you realize it doesn't matter whether you're somebody. And that stuff stops mattering. And what matters is having a garden, helping an old lady across the street, painting, taking care of people that are weak, being a good person, and stomping bullies. And again, folks, is there something about a bully? These guys you see that wear suits and like stand around like they're security guys and bug their eyes out at people all day? Like they need to intimidate people and feel powerful? I mean, it just drives me into a rage. Because at a primitive level, you see men who are calm and aren't on power trips but are reserved, but you know right underneath the surface, you know, these are strong people. They would never act like all of these goons and just all these folks. And see, some people think I come off like a goon. It's the opposite. I'm just a wild hillbilly who will not be a slave. It's real simple. And the goons are trying to act like a wild man. They're having to charge themselves up all day to be this tough guy. And if they ever really woke up and became liberty lovers, they could join the human family. But we're not going anywhere letting a bunch of dirtbags run our lives. And anybody that bows down to a bully greases the skids to slavery. The path to stepping and fetching and groveling to the system leads to hell on earth. And we need to rediscover our distrust and dislike of government. Our forebears, if you talked about taking liberties, they'd take you and pour hot tar over you that normally killed you. They'd tar and feather you. I'm not even saying that's a good thing. The point is that now we've gotten so domesticated and in such a trance that how dare anybody even raise their voice to a congenital, proven fraudster liar like Piers Morgan. And I told him, I haven't even told this story yet. I don't even know about it. At the end of it, he said, no, that's what I'm doing the next segment. I said, oh, you chickened out? And he goes, yeah. I said, we will defeat your tyranny. He laughed at me like, you think you will? The first time I saw any life out of him. And I said, you're nothing but a gangster that's been run to ground here in the United States. And pretty soon, nobody's going to want you anywhere in the world. You're scum. His face just started twitching like this. He was like a plastic person. I don't think the elite are really reptoids, you know, like some people think, but that's fine. That's their view. But it was almost like I was going to pull a plastic mask off him. And he just looked emaciated. And they're like wraiths. All these globalists, you see them, they're like, ugh. I mean, they're weak. They're so weak. And I'm tired of them running this. Let's go to a clip, then I'll go to your calls. Here's a clip of him this morning. It's just, we got so many of these. I haven't even played one. Hour and 42 minutes into it. Here it is. Here's that.
And I'm curious as to what you think the takeaway is for everyone who is watching.
Well, honestly, I mean, he's now trending worldwide on Twitter and has been for pretty much since the show went out. And I can't think of a better advertisement for gun control than Alex Jones' interview last night. It was startling. It was terrifying in parts. It was completely deluded. It was based on a premise of making Americans so fearful that they all rush out to buy even more guns. It showed no compassion whatsoever to the victims of gun shootings. And, you know, the kind of twisted way that he turned everything into this assault on the Second Amendment is exactly what the gun rights lobby people do. And it's a lie. It cannot be allowed to continue. They have to be.
I'm a liar. Dianne Feinstein hasn't said she wants the total abolition of our guns. Sarah Brady, all of them. I mean, it's just, how long do we have to put up with these liars calling us liars? And then Dershowitz saying the Second Amendment means he doesn't get a gun. We're going to play that clip. There's a bunch of other clips. I mean, it's just the fact that they've dumbed people down and gotten them so ignorant is the only way. It's like amoebas can only live like in fetid hot water. sewage water. And they turned America into a sewage so they could live here. These globalists. I mean, you people are sewage. You are, well, sewage could bring life to the fields. That's better than you. You're parasites. You're the worst kind. And I just can't stand it. And then he doesn't know what to do now that we were the number one trend yesterday and today on Twitter worldwide. Real Alex Jones. If you want to follow us, I don't even really promote Twitter except the last few months trying to build it up. I mean, it totally freaks him out. In fact, I haven't even been Twittering. Guys, when my phone broke and then you guys put it on an older phone, Twitter isn't set up on that. Can you go right now? As I've had some of the crew tweeting, and they do a great job, but sometimes it's not really my words. They try to take my words off the air and put it on. They do a great job, but can you get me the Tweety tweet back on there so I can send Tweety tweets? Thank you. I like tweeting, you know, because I can sit there at like 2 a.m. I'm up and send something out. Oh, God. We got Dershowitz queued up. Let's just go to your phone calls and I'll get to Dershowitz. Who's up first? Let's go to Ron in New York. Retired police officer, what is your take on what happened and what is your take on the men that were following me all day yesterday?
Well, hello, Alex. I'd like to congratulate you on finally doing to Piers Morgan what Piers Morgan has done to continual guests, one after the other, over the last several weeks. He did it to Larry Pratt. He did it to John Lott. He did it to a representative from a Second Amendment organization in Michigan. He was rude. He was truculent. He was vociferous. He name-called, he became aggressive towards them, and then finally last night he gets it back. He gets back only what he has done time and again, and then he acts like he's a whipped pup, and he brings in two of the Kennedy clan to sit there. Well, he stands there like he's just a poor beaten grandmother or something. This guy is as phony as a $3 bill, and his theatrics go back to the Victorian era. They're not very sophisticated.
Who are these guys that were following me all day?
Well, they could have been people involved with the PD or CNN security. I had a similar thing like that happen once. I told you about it some years ago when I was in a Barnes & Noble's bookstore talking with two Saudi Arabians about the 9/11 incident at that time. You'll just see these people. In that case, they came out of bookshelves with black suits on and they were talking into their lapels. But to hell with those people. Plain and simple, don't be afraid of them. They really can't do anything.
No, I mean, I was afraid of what if they laid a hand. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I mean, I was like, man, you guys are like really asking for it.
So long as you do what you know you have to do and what's right, believe me, they're just a little dog with a big bark. That's how I handled that then, and that's obviously it seems that's how you handled that yesterday. But it could be because Piers Morgan has connections with the mayor of the city. They're close. He's interviewed him.
The White House responded before the show was over.
Right, right. Another thing that happened is right. He got the White House to respond on that before the show was over. So he would have the connections enough to make a call and ask somebody to, I guess, harass you. Yes, and that does happen. I mean, without changing the subject, the mayor of the city went into a strange arrangement with a newspaper publisher here named Mortimer Zuckerman, which if you like to at some time, I'd be glad to go into at length with you. But the bottom line is that type of networking occurs amongst these type of lower forms of life. But it's ironic after all Piers Morgan has done to savage his pro-Second Amendment guests over the last almost month or so, he then gets back the same treatment he dished out, and he's crying. He's crying all over the place like a child.
No, I know. Every time I walk back there by the coffee area to get water or whatever, he's on the news. I mean, CNN, like half their coverage right now, is big, mean Alex Jones came and called me a redcoat. And then they've got fake conservatives out there, it's a minority, sucking their thumbs going, we ought to be nicey-nice. No, the time for being nice is over. They want us to physically turn in all our semi-autos. They tried to outright ban 90% of guns, literally, in Illinois. Folks, quit playing games. You're getting run over because you act like slaves. Free men don't act like little cowards. And I'm not up here getting mad like I'm Mr. Tough Guy, folks, but look at me. Look at the fruits. I march around everywhere. Storm Capitol, storm Bohemian Grove, storm this, storm that. Jump off a cliff 2 years ago, Bohemian Grove, and everybody else gets arrested. Constantly fighting these people, going to Bilderberg, fighting. And all I got to say is anybody that's armchair quarterbacking, good, let's see what you can do. Get up there. I need your help. What do you say to that, Ron?
I say that's what needs to be done. And I say, what about what Piers Morgan done to his guests over the last month? How come no one says anything about his mistreatment of guests? And another, somebody else who has a big brass, Alan Dershowitz. Here's a man who facilitated more criminals and murderers in this country than you could shake a stick at. I guess it wasn't an issue of the Second Amendment when he assisted the Melendez brothers in their case when they blew their parents' brains out in their sleep to get their money. But that was okay, though.
He is a ultra-slimy dirtbag lawyer who gets up there and everyone goes, oh, Dershowitz is here.
Yes, torture is quite legal. We should torture anybody we want whenever. And yes, we should be able to have, it's just, the guy is an authoritarian dirtbag.
Dirtbag hypocrite. And you know what gets me about these guys? I would have, not respect, but some consideration of them if their lies was clever and intelligent. Piers Morgan, last night, you said to him, you mentioned the London riots, which are known. They're as well known as World War II or World War I, the riots that occurred in the city of London last year. And he said to you, and you could review the tape if you didn't catch it, he says, that's a lie. That didn't happen. That's a lie. You got to be kidding. The whole world witnessed those riots.
That's the game they play. They go, we don't want your guns. I'm like, here's the bill. No, he's lying. And I got to tell you, the only people I heard from who didn't like it were women. And they're like, you should have been nicer. Because they think, you know, they get little teacups of the queen and stuff. They think it's cutesy. The queen is a worldwide crime syndicate boss.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Defense of the Republic. nothing. Except the good Lord above, and I know what the good Lord wants. Look at this. Member of Biden's gun control task force has a son convicted of planning a school mass murder. Well, you got to hire folks that know how to get the job done, don't you? Oh, they'd stage Fast and Furious, and our government, foreign government, has staged mass shootings in Europe, Operation Gladio, that I got out on the show. And by the way, I saw some of the people in the audience there, some of the Texan people. They were freaking out. They knew what all that was. I mean, that was, they got a good crew of scum over there at CNN. Members of Biden's gun control task force has a son convicted of planning mass, school mass murder. Isn't that just special? Isn't that just special? But I mean, Department of Defense through DARPA gave a grant to the Batman shooter, and he was on drugs, like we said. They now confirmed today. World Net Daily Drudge Report. It's 60 Minutes confirms it. A bunch of different articles. But that's no big deal. You know, we were right about that again. It'll come out later about this guy after they've milked it. They're probably going to blow up some federal buildings the way they're acting, or they're thinking about it. They're so stupid, I don't want to give them ideas. And then, you know, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Imply I'm behind it. I mean, let me tell you, they're like cornered rodents. Let's go to your calls. I'm going to try to go quicker now to Aaron and many others, John and others. Aaron, listening or watched the Communist News Network last night. Go ahead, Aaron. You're on the air from Washington.
Hello. Yeah, you know, every day I noticed how the mainstream media is just getting more and more cartoonish with its propaganda. These big media corporations for decades have been experimenting with perception management. I mean, CBS back in the 30s, they aired War of the Worlds. They got people to think that aliens were invading, you know, and
they do. And they think they're cool dumbing people down, and that all feeds back on them and their families. They're all so dumb as well. These people are all so self-centered. They literally are just thinking about what parties they're going to act powerful because they like being looked at and feeling powerful all day. They're mental midgets. Only our weakness has let them take over.
Yet, have you noticed how all these reporters, when they're supposedly on the scene, it seems like they're standing in front of a screen or something, like they're in a studio, like whether it's Fox or CBS or MSNBC, all their reporters when they're supposedly on the scene, I don't know. I mean, to me, it
sir,
looks like
I have
thing.
CNN footage from the first Gulf War with them with a blue screen because they sent it over the live feed before it was added in, claiming it was live. And they're joking, eating food, smoking marijuana. Have you seen the fake Iraq war footage? CNN stops.
Yeah.
I mean, then it came out. They even had a PBS documentary about it. I mean, it's totally, they weren't even in Israel.
Yeah, they even had a director there in one of those tall chairs sitting there. I mean, it's a joke.
No, I know. And that's why you've got major professors now, you know, coming out in mainstream news saying that there were clearly actors there. Now, again, I haven't touched that. I'm going to be honest with you. We've looked into it, and it looks pretty bad. There were clearly some people killed there, but they also, CIA talks about that in Northwoods, how you have some actors on the scene to actually manage it. And it turned out they had actors also at the 7-7 bombing at the bus. They even had a drill, and they even hired a group to run the drill, and that was even admitted. I know. It's just, I know. And the little sheep can't even understand it. I mean, they don't have any idea. They don't have any idea. But see, they even planned for the PSYOP to come out because there were real people killed there. I've looked into it. But some of them, and then that way they can trot out the real families who don't know and go, look, they really died. You see how sophisticated they are? And then here I am, just some guy that lives his life fighting this. All of you can beat them too. I mean, I'm not that smart. God bless you, sir. We're going to come back with John, Mike, Andrew, Gary, and many others. Stay with us. Third hour, more clips coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll give you some of the latest articles up at Infowars.com. I might as well just go into a fourth hour today so I can really get to your calls. And plus, I haven't had any sleep. It's always important to work extra hard when you're exhausted. The only thing that actually gives you more energy is more work. Oh, man. They are coming after us on so many fronts right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Colorado. You're on the air, brother. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. Really, really appreciate everything you've done and all the guests that you have on your show, Gerald Celente, David Icke, all these guys. And just going up there to New York and being on Piers Morgan's show like that is just incredible.
Well, it's not fun climbing in a wraith hole, but I went into a hell pit. And let me tell you, it was the spiritual energy. I don't like to get into things like that. It's personal, but it was bad. It was real bad, real bad feeling in there.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from New York, and it's really sad to see what's happened to that city in the past.
Well, New York, I've always liked New York. I got to be honest, I don't like Los Angeles. I just have a bad feeling when I'm there and the smog or whatever. I like New York. I mean, there's the beauty next to the ugliness, a lot of energy, a lot of great people. I like New York, but you could see that the economy is really hurting those folks, and also what happened, you know, during the last storm. But what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. It's just that. I don't know how New Yorkers do it. I mean, I don't think I could afford to live in New York. I know I couldn't run this operation. I mean, it's just, my point is, I've never had people, except when I've been in really poor third world countries, looking at the food I was ordering and looking at it and, like, you know, eating their little meal and looking over, and you could tell they wanted my food, which wasn't even in the middle of the most expensive. I mean, I got a small steak, an 8-ounce steak, as I'm going on this no gluten diet, so I'll go have a steak and, you know, some asparagus or whatever, and it doesn't matter. Sorry, go ahead and make a point.
Oh, no, I feel you when you're, you know, out to eat, or, you know, you're a high profile figure, so it's probably different, but, you know, I have people just, you know, looking over, acting all judgmental, and just, you know, people just don't know how to mind their own business, you know?
No, that's it. They grovel to government, and then they peck at other people, or they just keep their head down, and I just... The television and it's not just the television's mode. It's what they put out on it. And everything's disjointed. I was watching, like I said, sitcoms and dramas flying out and then flying back. I mean, like 4 hours each way, or 3.5 one way, 4 hours back into the jet stream. And every show was just disjointed, quick cuts, no attention span, gibbering mindlessness. And they admit that rewires the brain. And but it's rewiring their brains. I mean, I've studied elites, and most elites are smart enough to not want to have total enslavement, because that ends up taking them down. Only the really decadent ones at the end of a cycle, or who are total megalomaniacs like Hitler, do this overexpansion deal. I mean, these guys are going to fail. They will destroy themselves. I mean, I hope people realize that.
Yeah, me too. Things are getting, you know, things are getting crazy. It's a crazy time, and things are intensifying. And, you know, that's why I thank you for being there on the front lines. Really just.
No, thank you. What could I have done better, though? There's so many things I wanted to point out. Like, you're the guys that took guns out of schools. You're the ones that advertise them as kill zones. I got that out.
Yeah. You did a lot, and you ran through a lot of stuff very quickly, and you were in his face and aggressive. So I don't think you could have done any more, really.
Well, I And again, I was never going to overturn a table. It was just funny that a caller earlier said, you know, well, it was Aaron. He said, like, Christ overturning the money chain. Christ beat the globalists, the bankers, the money manipulators, the Ponzi scheme operators, the con men, the parasites with a whip. And you know, that was my point. It's like, you know, like, Christ turned the table over. But, of course, I would never do that. The point is that it's funny Aaron brought that up because we were joking about that. I also joked about it to my wife. She's like, don't do that. I'm like, I'm joking. But you know, I mean, that's how domesticated we've got. They're all armed with force against us, but we need to keep our voices down and bend over for the TSA because Bin Laden might be hiding in your pants in Zero Dark 30.
The new year is a great time to take charge of your health and wellness. Get serious and make a stand with Supernatural Silver. This is a breakthrough in silver technology that is several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally every day to help fight bacteria, viruses, infections, yeast, and molds. Supernatural Silver is also exceptional for wound care and is highly effective for water purification. It is the number one choice for thousands of people for immune system support, and it is also a perfect choice for your emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Check out our new low prices and like us on Facebook.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com. and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping, who's watching out for intruders and spooks? Check out SimpliSafe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. SimpliSafe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take this system with you wherever you go. SimpliSafe will stand guard protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Crank that up. Don't tread on me. Once provoked. Is to prepare for war. Don't tread on me. Metallica.
Metallica, Don't Tread on Me. Don't Tread on Me. Yeah, I mean, love it or leave it, man. Don't tread on me. Look, I'm not looking for trouble. But you think you're going to walk on me? Isn't going to happen. No, 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 no.
So be it. Threaten no more.
To secure peace. To prepare for war. Go to drudgereport.com. And again, I've just got to give credit where credit's due. Drudge is just continually backing us up, and it's absolutely making the system pull their hair out. But I mean, this is the news of America. This is what's happening. We're battling for the Republic. And if you don't know what Bloomberg and Obama and Nancy Pelosi and the things they're doing, these are tyrants. And, you know, I just saw the Drudge headline, British host mocks scary Americans. And the truth is, it blew up in his face attacking the Second Amendment. That's admitted. And he looked like a defeated man when I was there. And again, they were crying. They were freaking out. I mean, if I describe, the Kennedys were like cowering in the corner. Dershowitz was running from me. The thing was told there were three segments. So he's in the green room. I said, videotape the TV screen because it looks cool. And they were all, wouldn't let him with his cameras out of the room. But the door opens, they're telling him to get out, and Dershowitz and the Kennedys are coming by, and I'm like, dude, get over here. He got some of it on tape. And I'm like, Dershowitz was told to run by the people, and I'm being nice. I go, Mr. Dershowitz, I'd like a photo. And he went, I'm this fake. Oh, I have a sheep. Like programming. These globalists have programmed us because they're the most programmable, I found. I'm like, Mr. Dershowitz, I want a photo. And he goes, you want to make me feel good like a narcissist? And the producer, her name's mentioned in the Drudge Report. I forget it. I remember I'm looking up on my phone. Bernstein goes, no. I mean, it's just like, then the door slams. Chris like, get out of here now. I mean, it was just like the wicked flee when none pursue. I always use that quote that kind of ruins it at the beginning of the new, True Grit, which is even better than the first, I got to say. The amazing directors. I mean, they have that quote, the wicked flee when none pursue. I mean, that's why they want our guns. I mean, they went on the show and went, the Kennedys are like, very scary man, we need to get his guns. And Dershowitz, we have the clip coming up for calls. He doesn't deserve to have them. The Second Amendment means we take them. Yes, Piers, the audience is that dumb. The Second Amendment means you turn your guns in. I'm the expert, I said. You know what? How about you take a hike, pal? How about you take a hike? How about you jump in the lake? Fly a kite? You know what that means, don't you? Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Iowa. You're on the air, unscreened worldwide.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm a new listener, watching on Prison Planet TV for about a month now. And I just want to say, you know, I love the movies, and thank you for opening my eyes to the ideas of false flags and agent provocateurs. I've been following the responses on the internet, and your presentation of the facts has been repeatedly challenged, people saying you overreacted. But I believe this is because you are changing people's paradigms, and this unfortunately shines a light on the dark side of our reality.
Yeah, that's it. I'm here to get you like bang, bang, bang. Hey, Bob, your house is on fire. Hey, I was really sleeping good. There is smoke, but I'm going back to bed. You know, don't. And I'm telling you, Bob didn't get out of his house. I'd probably kick the door down if he had kids and go get Bob and his kids out just because that's how I am. I'm not going to sit there while little kids roast, not because I'm a hero. Listen, we have crawdads that we caught in the creek by our house that are in the fish tank because I had them when I was a kid. They're great to feed. They're really smart little guys. One of them climbs up the intake deal, and I'm going to go back to you in a minute, put him on hold. I'm going to tell the story. So I thought about this today. And he goes out, and three times now, it's usually in the morning when he escapes. Well, all three times, actually. There's this little lobster. It's a crawdad, but, you know, it's basically a freshwater lobster. He was real little when we got him. He's big now in like 6 months because my kids overfeed him.
he shed his skin a bunch of different times, his exoskeleton. And we'll always find him, he's smart, like going for the back door, and the dogs come over, and he starts chasing them whenever they come at him. And you know why? It's not because he's a tough guy. I call him Houdini because he's escaped three times. It's because he understands that with any animal, if he goes at them, they're going to think he's powerful and back off. And so he isn't conscious. He can't build rocket ships. He can't do calculus. He doesn't know what a 57 Chevy looks like. But he knows that, hey, I just climbed up a intake tube to the filter and just went through a tiny space up there and just jumped off the tank down to the floor. And I've just gone out, I'm at the door, and these dogs are coming over to me, and we come around, he's chasing the dogs around the house. By the way, I got a lab that kills raccoons. I mean, it is vicious. I mean, he's a nice dog to humans, but look out, raccoons. And he's, because you know what? If a raccoon runs, they're dead. This little crawfish goes at him. And we got to act like that crawfish. Okay, that crawdad. Crayfish. And that's how I am. It's not courage, man. Bullies get in my face. If there's a way out of it, as I've grown older, I try to find a way out of it. But it's like, hey, you know, Katie bar the door if you get me cornered, because all my wiring is to open 14 cans of kick butt. And it's not because I'm Mr. Tough Stuff. I'm like that crawdad. And I know an enemy when I see one, and I know a threat when I see one, and I'm not backing off. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when you show people the light and they've been living in the dark, you know, it's like they cringe. They're shocked. But I think you do an amazing job of getting people's attention, and they listen to what you speak about, and you hold their attention. You know, people can look up the facts for themselves once they're aware of what to look up. And, you know, other people can lead the way and more gently waken people up, maybe more politely or easing the light on. But the truth is the truth, no matter how it's presented. And I think you do a good job exposing it. So I just appreciate your show.
No, I appreciate you, brother. And again, we've got wide open phones. Yeah, Weldon came back here, head of our shipping department, and he said, I've never, because he reads Yahoo every day. Everybody gets into their own thing. Jacobson reads Yahoo every day. That's what his homepage is. Mine's Drudge or InfoWars. And it has like 15,000 comments. He says he's never seen anything like that. Yeah, there it is. Man behind the Port Pierce Morgan petition has meltdown on Morgan's show. A meltdown. Yeah, that's when I really blew up at him. The cop that called earlier, the police officer, That was when he said the London riots didn't happen and I was a liar. I mean, it's just like saying the moon wasn't a harvest moon. It was so beautiful, like 5 a.m. when I walked into the airport this morning. You know, somebody tells me I'm not wearing a black shirt. I'm like, hey, man, I'm wearing a black shirt. They're like, no, you're not. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like you. I mean, I'm just tired of these people playing games. It's confidence games. I mean, if somebody showed up at my office and said, hey, I'm going to sell you the Texas Capitol. I own it. $1,000 cash right now. I'd say, get off my porch. I'm going to call the police. Boom, boom, boom. No, I own the Capitol. $1,000. Man, I already told you, buddy. Get off. See, I can't tell the government get off my porch. They run my life, and I'm sick of it. And I know they're a bunch of liars. Yeah, 14,800 comments, or 18 comments. That's what. Well, it's only 15,000. It's 14,000, but he's rounding up. That's good. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. We're going to skip this break because this is such news breaking and I need to get to more calls. I'm got to customarily, you know, hurt the network and lose thousands of dollars. I'm sorry. I'm joking. Just buy products from all our sponsors. They're great. Let's go ahead. And I'm pretty tired, folks. I haven't had sleep in the last few days. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. Wants to comment, listening on KOMY 1340 AM. Go ahead. You're on the air there in Santa Cruz, San Francisco. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I had my friend Chris call me last night. She said, Alex is on Pierce Morgan, so I tuned in. Your points were really on point. You know, you said a couple calls back what you could have done better, and I was thinking about that as the show was unfolding. I thought, you know, based on this format, you can't really do any better than you did. For those that had ears to hear, you know, it was a landmark show. I mean, you just hit on the points, and even addressing, you know, Pierce's some of his stance and philosophy, and it was for those that had ears to hear, it was a key broadcast for that particular audience that wouldn't listen to you on internet or radio.
Well, it's now being reported by AP, and this is what I saw rumblings of. I mean, you know, when you're on a ship of politically dead men, he had the look of a reanimated corpse. And I don't just say that to be mean. I mean, he looked, all these evil people that sell out, they don't have any vitality. And they were all look completely freaked out. And I heard some of them, because I was there like an hour before, talking about, I don't know what I'm going to do when this happens. They're now announcing he's going to get some super late slot with no viewers. And then he'll probably be gone in a year when his contract's up. Can you guys put that back up? So, of course, he's declaring his victory. They were crying and panicking and routed. And he ran around saying, I'm scared, with his tail between his legs. I mean, how are we ruled by these snakes? CNN host Piers Morgan could join the late-night crowd. The slumping cable news network is considering moving his hour-long interview show from the prize 9 p.m. slot back to 10 p.m. or even later, the Post has learned. While sources said no decisions have been made, incoming CNN chief Jeff Zucker and his new boss at Time Warner are focused on boosting ratings in the primetime hours from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Yeah, he had the look of a defeated man. You were defeated a long time ago, Morgan. I even offered him. I said, why don't you join America? I'll take you out shooting. Join me. And at the end, when he did that demonic laugh during the break when they kicked me out of there, I said, you will be defeated. And he just looks so weak. And that's what I want our listeners to know. These people are weak. Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, well, that's the thing is on the Sandy Hook thing, I understood that the AR actually stayed in the car. Can you clarify what actually happened with what was actually used?
Buddy, I'll tell you this. I am not going to tell you what I think because they're waiting for me to do it. But I told my entire crew, hold back and just let it all come out, and then we'll cover it later. I told you there's a lot of stuff I don't get into because I can't 100% prove it, but my good old boy guts, my spidey sense, is never wrong. I'm only wrong when I don't follow it. South Florida Sun Sentinel, FAU professor stirs controversy by disputing Newtown massacre. A communications professor known for conspiracy theories has stirred controversy. That means questioning known liars is being conspiracy theorist. I mean, if you didn't get in the yellow Volkswagen with Ted Bundy, you'd be a conspiracy theorist. He probably told young women that, oh, don't worry about me, baby. I know there's been some kidnappings and murders, but you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't get in the car with me. I mean, I'm going to put this wire around your hands now. I got this gun to your head. He'd still tell them, too, don't resist. You'll be all right. And they still could have fought. But they just wanted to believe, okay, everything's going to be all right, huh? Yes. Yeah, let me get this gag on you. We're going to a shack up in the hills. I'm going to take real good care of you after I torture you for 2 weeks. See, not me. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep my guns, and I'm not going to put handcuffs on. And they even teach people psychologically it's good to be in bondage. It's good. The government, oh, 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, it's sexy to be chained up. You know what? New World Order. You can go chain yourselves up, and I'm not going to be there. Okay, you can just go like a bunch of skeletons. Oh, no, you want to suck off life. You want to chain life down and suck our blood out. Thank you for the call, sir. Yeah, and he goes on. Moreover, James Tracy, I want to get him on, asserts in radio interviews and on his memoryholeblog.com, I think I've heard of that, that trained crisis actors, well, we knew this weeks ago that, well, we actually knew it years ago. We sent reporters. They have these crisis actors that go all around the country, and they tell the kids it's a real shooting when it's happening. All you do then is run a drill, and, well, you know the rest of the story. Many have been employed by the Obama administration in an attempt to shape public opinion in favor of the event's true purpose, gun control. Yeah, they come in and announce, AP, you can look this up, we're homeschoolers against public education and pro-gun. We're here to kill you. And they go put guns to, like, six-year-olds' heads. I mean, And if you're a new listener, you're like, I don't believe that. Or if you're media, you got LexisNexis, you got all the systems, just go look it up. By the way, you know Kurt Nemo has an unlisted number, and so does his wife. In fact, it's a new cell phone when he moved here to Austin a couple years ago from New Mexico. And did you know that CNN got his unlisted number and his wife's unlisted number and called them on Christmas wanting to set me up for Piers Morgan when he got back on the 7th yesterday? And did you know they got my number? And the police don't know where I live, most of them. At least they think they know where I live. And I said, how do you know that? And she gave me some BS lines about it. She goes, well, I can't tell you. And I said, I know how. You've got the Department of Defense on the next floor. And she's like, how do you know that? Well, I mean, it's all public, dummy. You see, if you're awake, this stuff's all right there. This is all designed for people to just suspend disbelief and watch the news like it's real. I mean, who can call my house and tell us what we were just talking about as a way to freak us out? And then tell us, by the way, Shaw, you go out to your car a few minutes ago. Hope you sleep well. Well, I hope you sleep well being a sack of garbage. They've got our phones tapped. They're doing it all. It doesn't intimidate me. It gets me angry, and they're roaches. Gary in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, brother.
What's going on, Mr. Jones? I was praying for you last night.
I need the prayers. It was pretty crazy.
I was seeing the video when you put it on late at night. It was I wouldn't put it past the either CNN or NYPD. I just had a couple CNN comments that tie into my Sandy Hook comment, even though I know you said you didn't really want to touch on it too much.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. We've seen about 12, 13 smoking guns that are just each one of them. Look. The Batman shooting, I'll say, totally staged. On drugs, now confirmed. DARPA mind control. I mean, the guy's in a mind control program with the Department of Defense DARPA brain interface grant. I mean, I just keep going from there. So, look, the good news is you guys have all figured it out, so just go with it, brother. Go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when I was watching last night, I was like, you know, I wonder if he's going to really hit him hard with the PSYOP information, because all I was thinking about is gaslighting. CNN is a perfect example. You could tell them CNN's colors on the screen are red, and they could lie, and people would still believe them. But, you know,
no, it's all about telling you. That's what gaslighting is, a psychological warfare thing, and people don't know, where you're like, No, you're not at the beach, and you're at the beach, you're like, I'm not, and there's like, and humans are so trusting with those that they care about. And we see TV as, oh, that cares. It's the official people that speak so well. And they're like, there's not tyranny. And the government's not arming against you. There's no foreign banks taking over. There's no new world order. But coming up next, world government's being announced. But the extremists talk about it. Yeah, I mean, look, I had points. I actually have those points. I was going to get into false flags. In fact, I had another paper of the same printout I did before we left Sunday night. I wrote this. I had a thing with a bunch of other notes I hand wrote. I'd lost it that had my real notes, but it had false flagging on it. So, I think false flag is on here. So, yes, sir, that was something I was going to get to, but it was just continuing. Answer the question, how many people ate ham sandwiches in Worcestershire in 1879 on the 4th of March? And you're like, well, I know people did eat ham sandwiches. I know the Earl of Sandwich actually developed it, and the 1600s, because he liked to gamble. I know that actually, though, the Romans and others would put meat inside of bread to hold it, so he really wasn't the inventor of the sandwich. It was the popularization of the name sandwich. But I can't tell you how many ham sandwiches were eaten in Derbyshire or Quackershire or Snoopershire, you know, at a certain date. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I understand. And, you know, when the red coat says that you're scaring people and using fear-mongering to have people go and buy guns, if anything, he should blame Obama and Feinstein. You don't have anything to do.
No, they're the ones that made them gun-free zones back in the 90s. Clinton popularized it. And then tell everybody, this is the place. Don't commit suicide. If you're just going to, a lot of people go commit suicide by cop. We're going to go to break, come back with more calls. They commit suicide by cop. But now the media's like, no, 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 don't do that. Don't go pull a gun on a cop and have him kill you because you're too scared to shoot yourself or you like the idea of it. The place to go is a school. And boy, they really didn't like that. I watched their faces when I was like, you're the ones advertising. I said, Piers, you know when somebody jumps off the Empire State Building, for the next 3 days, they because I've read in the news, they put extra cops there because even though there's high fences, people will climb over and it causes a cascade. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that's what you guys are doing, hyping this over and over again. Every screwball on your sponsor's medication is watching this and you're putting it in their head.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
The new year is a great time to take charge of your health and wellness. Get serious and make a stand with Supernatural Silver. This is a breakthrough in silver technology that is several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally every day to help fight bacteria, viruses, infections, yeast, and molds. Supernatural Silver is also exceptional for wound care and is highly effective for water purification. It is the number one choice for thousands of people for immune system support, and it is also a perfect choice for your emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Check out our new low prices and like us on Facebook.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers.
Who are they?
These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
You're listening.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's ugly, but it's red hot and it's real. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You know what's happening? If you take me live to Klandathu, thedrudgereport.com. That's a line from first time I met Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, because they were getting divorced when I first got to know him back in like 2005. First time I met, I'm not name dropping, it's just a funny story because I make that joke. Sometimes I say to the guys at the office, we take you now live to Klandathu. And Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Denise Richards, of course, her first starring role was in that movie. And the first time I met her, I walked up to her and shook her hand and said, we take you now live to Klandathu. And she was like, excuse me? And I was like, we take you now live to Klandathu. And she was like, ah, Klandathu. Last time I talked to her, Charlie Sheen's sitting there. We're sitting around his pool, and he hands me his phone. He says, say hi to Denise, because they talk all the time. And I'd been there like 6 months before, and I said, because I knew her pug, because it stays at both houses. I said, how is this pug? I forget its name. It'll pop in my head in a minute. I got pictures of him and stuff. Real sweet pugs. I like dogs. And the phone goes click. And then I hand the phone back to Charlie. He kind of went, eh. He's the kind of guy that doesn't really say anything. And then like a month later, I'm in the grocery store. And it's something about her prized pug dying. And it was that pug. Why am I even telling this story? Because I am sleep deprived. I'm going into the fourth hour. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of stuff that I worry about. I like, oh my God, Denise Richards, who I haven't talked to since, that was like a year ago or something, more than that, thinks I made a joke about her dead dog. Oh, that dog's name's going to pop in my head as soon as I'm off air. Anyways, by the way, the media lied and said Charlie didn't feed it enough. That dog was probably overfed. It was so fat, which was what was so cute about it. What was that? There's the black pug, and then there's the gold pug. You know, we've got all this serious stuff to talk about. Look, I shouldn't be on air right now. I should take off the next few days. It's abnormal how much I work, and it's downright bad. Because I do a better job when I take off and come in ripping, roaring, but I can't help it, so I apologize. John Rappaport's written a new article that we're posting up at Infowars.com right now. Alex Jones, best night of television ever, and it's a really good report. I was reading it during the break. Was Rappaport on yesterday? He was? Okay. Good guy. No, I really like John Rappaport. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I know I haven't even gotten to clips of Piers Morgan. It's so annoying to hear his voice. We haven't gotten to Dershowitz yet. Let's play the Dershowitz, and I promise I'll go to a bunch of your calls, and we'll go into the next hour, and Aaron's going to be in here. As well. By the way, can you guys go get lunch? Because Aaron was going to go, but he's chomping at the bit to talk about stuff. He didn't say it, but I can tell. Because he thought I'd get here like an hour late, and I got here on time. The flight wasn't delayed. Will you go get the food so he can come here and do the last 30 minutes with me of the fourth hour of Overdrive? Okay, let's go just here for a moment. Let's go to the lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, who I was supposed to debate. Because they told me, they said, Alan Dershowitz is going to be debating. You know who he is? I went, yeah, I know a great deal about him. A quack lawyer, represents high-profile criminals, and is just a simpering pimp of the media who says that torture is a great thing, government should be able to do it. And he's pro-war and tyranny, and because you call him liberal, it's supposedly great. That's how they get liberals out there watching CNN, and they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Actually, I didn't say all that, but that's what I was going to say to him on air. I was like, oh, no, he's so powerful. How will I debate him? And I told Piers at the beginning of the debate, I said, I think you're going to chicken out. You're not going to get me to the third segment. And they did that because, when he sat there and went, how dare you want dead children? I'm like, dude, you're the one that was defending Abu Ghraib and stuff. I mean, you were defending the government's torture program. They were torturing little kids there. I mean, these people are monsters. So here is Alan Dershowitz, who, again, was creeping around. You know, we don't give Skeksis Awards very often. And I know John Bound has the Skeksis Award video somewhere around here. Can we boot up the Skeksis Award? Or just go to YouTube. It's the death of the Skeksis Emperor, Dark Crystal. For those on radio who want to see it, actually, we could edit it together for the radio show tonight and We could show my debate with Piers Morgan. That would actually be Alan Dershowitz. But we can also show the banquet of Alan Dershowitz. But he's real liberal, folks, and he says, I don't deserve to own a gun, and the Second Amendment means I can have my guns taken, and that he's scared of me having guns. Yes, sir. But I'm scared of people like him being in control because they want to have me disappear into the NDAA and have my teeth pulled out with pliers. But because he says it with a nice little old man voice, that makes it okay. Remember NPR? Hello, everybody. It's now time for NPR, funded by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. We're going to talk real soft while we drag this knife across your carotid arteries. All right, let's go quietly. Again, child, I have a peppermint here if you just get in the van. I mean, come on, secret arrest is good and torture is good. The scary man is that scary American. British host mocks scary Americans is the headline. And it's so scary. It's so bad. They said don't trust the government like George Washington said. It's scary. He doesn't want us to torture and disappear you and put you in vans. That's scary to us. Be nice. Be nicey to us. So let's go ahead and go to Alan Dershowitz. Here it is.
I mean, well, it's much more dangerous than nonsense. I mean, he was essentially comparing President Bush to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
He was saying that somebody, the criminal elements within our banks, the Bloombergs, the national banks.
Yeah. You can't dismiss him as just a crackpot because millions of Americans tune into him now on a daily basis and believe what he
says. Let me tell you.
That is why, to me, he's a very relevant guest here, and he perfectly exemplifies the problem.
But the reason you perform such a great service by having him on is he usually preaches to his own little paranoid choir. People who listen to him are either listening to him for entertainment purposes, the way I sometimes listen to Rush Limbaugh, or because they really believe it. Now you expose
we have a little exchange, actually.
To a general audience.
This is a little exchange that happened just right at the end here, which others haven't seen yet.
And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
You see, when you have this debate on the East Coast, or even the West Coast, I find that a lot of Americans come up to me and they're totally behind what I'm trying to do, which is a very specific thing. It's not about taking away his right to defend
himself or his family at home,
to grab anybody's guns other than...
Ladies and gentlemen, I actually saw the article. I saw a bunch of articles in USA Today. Just dropped my phone. I saw a bunch of articles in here, but they had one in here about a giant settlement paid out. Foreclosure abuse case settled for $8.5 billion. Borrowers to get cash or aid from mortgage services, but it's a fraction of the tens of thousands of innocent homes, innocent people who, in some cases, have their whole house paid for with cash or paid for. The bank never even had the note. They never were even involved. It's not just like they made a mistake and came and got a mortgage they shouldn't have, and the court was so pliant they went along with it. Because the banks give money to the judge's re-election and remuneration. Remuneration. I'm having trouble saying that word. Remuneration. How do you say it? How do you say I'm having trouble with that word. The term is paying people. The point is that we're sitting here looking at this. In fact, let me show people this, or Piers Morgan will say it doesn't exist. There's no USA Today. There were no riots in England. Liar! Oh, wait, we have Alan Dershowitz here? Put him on screen. The radio listeners, please, immediately. Oh, that's just the clip where they make their little happy sounds. Remember they raise taxes or strip a family of their property and put you in a FEMA camp? All right, that's enough. That's enough. The clip you want is the death of the Skeksis Emperor, guys. It's actually footage of an award ceremony with Alan Dershowitz being given an award by Nancy Pelosi. You're a radio listener. It's not as funny. You had to see the video. All right, continuing here. Did Drudge cause the Alex Jones interview? See, now it's, this is from Politico, now it's Matt Drudge's fault because he pointed out on his Twitter, I didn't even know about this, 2 weeks ago that I should interview. You know what happened? The article hadn't been up 10 minutes and we were landing in New York. And as we're coming down on the plane, Dude had never turned his phone off, obviously. And he goes, oh, look, you're on Drudge, and clicks it at about 10,000 feet right as internet started working. And then I get a text going, oh, I hear you almost got arrested with the TSA, and I land and call her like 5 minutes later. And I'm like, that article's been out like 15 minutes. How did you know? Because all they do is look at DrudgeReport.com. So now Politico, they're like barracudas circling. They can't stand the fact that they don't control things. Can we credit Matt Drudge for bringing together Alex Jones, the radio host, gun advocate, and conspiracy theorist, and Piers Morgan? Turns out the founder of Drudge Report suggested Morgan interview Jones almost 2 weeks ago. A reader flags the tweet. Oh, flag it like, you know, you flag bad stuff. Oh, you found it like he hit it. Oh, Zucker. There you, 9 p.m., Piers Morgan, real Alex Jones. Crossfire for the ages, Ted Turner special guest, dressed in Confederate garb. That's funny. And then they freak out about it. These people are just crazy. And Piers Morgan, should he have an audience this big? I am a reasonable sycophant of the crown, caught in innumerable scams, and I'm here trying to order you with a snot-nosed beak to hand in your firearms, and you're not submitting to me. Good Lord. By the way, we didn't get to the part yet. Have we played the part yet where Dershowitz says the Second Amendment means I can have my guns taken, that I'm scary and shouldn't have guns? Is it still queued up? All right, well, just cue it up to that. That's what I want. Because, I mean, listening to his sniveling. I'll sit up here. Dershowitz now has an English accent as well. I'll sit up here and I will dictate reality. If he's walking. Well, I mean, you have massive riots, record knife murders, people's heads being bashed in, the highest in Europe, triple since took the guns. Here's the London Telegraph, UK's violent crime capital of Europe. Here, Pierce, here's the article of the statistics. I handed him this article, same copy, I printed that out today, and he's like, there is no such thing, lies. So there weren't riots all over England, from Sheffield to London, from Cornwall to Essex, burning things. No. I control reality. No. Maybe I should go out and buy a $5,000 suit. Because Piers Morgan has an $8 million contract to talk to 500,000 people a day. I mean, talk about delusions. I mean, talk about emperor's new clothes, weaving imaginary golden sweaters that he'll pay anything for, the globalist will. And he's just on the news saying, no, you're a liar. Liar! I demand that we fight and fence to the death. But Piers, that would blame the swords then, not you wielding the sword. Let's go ahead and, in fact, I'm going to do the rest of this hour in the Piers Morgan void, but even more sycophantic. Roger in Texas. I'm actually doing a William F. Buckley, sycophantic fake East Coast accent, robber baron, coal baron accent. Roger, from Texas, you are on the air. I am William F. Buckley of the Central Intelligence Agency, here to control and steer the conservative movement into the sewer line. Roger, do you have a point here? Or are you just too impressed with this affected voice right now?
I do like the voice, but I had a few points to make. First, I wanted to congratulate you on your performance on Piers Morgan. You really had him backed into the corner, I think.
I am Piers Morgan, my dear boy. Go ahead now. In your petty little American brain, I, Piers Morgan, put out tweets about how stupid you are and how dumb, scary Americans are. You pathetic little worm. You don't have a snot. Shut up. Do you hear that I have a snot nose? I do not breathe through my snoot, my proboscis, while I talk to you, you little man. I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, American provincial.
Yes, sir. Well, I wanted to say, excellent performance on Piers Morgan. You know when, actually, I especially liked the part where you asked him to put up a boxing ring. I think both myself and Piers Morgan were expecting for you to just stand up and kick him in the face right there. I was actually hoping for that. But, you know, when I heard that you were going to be on Piers Morgan, the first time I heard it about a week or so ago, I suppose, I predicted, and I told this to my dad, that, you know, Piers Morgan is definitely not going to attack Alex Jones the way he did all his other guests that he previously had on, because I knew that he was a little bit intimidated of you. And I guess I couldn't be so ignorant as to think that Piers Morgan has never heard of your show, you know, with all the ratings that you're drawing now. And as that is the case, I started to question, why is it that Piers Morgan would have you on, knowing that you were just going to back him into the corner the whole time? And the conclusion I came to was he wanted to have you on there knowing that you were going to, you know, just totally explode on him, and he wanted to paint you off as some kind of crazy person. And it's kind of funny because just like all the other things that the New World Order does, he's basically had it backfired on him. You know, what are, number two on Twitter and the U.S. and the top 10 worldwide now, just like all the shootings in Aurora in Connecticut, gun sales are soaring. Everything the New World Order is doing is just completely backfiring on them.
But they're there with all these sycophants around them, and they're rotting. I mean, Piers Morgan works in a place with, like, feces splattered on the wall. And I was going to go take photos of it, but I just got run out of there before I could. I mean, he works in a den of diarrhea, splattered on the walls in a rotting carcass of a media empire run by the eugenicist demon Nazi Ted Turner. Well said, my friend. Well said. We shall return after this break.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his life.
By the way, I saw a commenter begging me to ask Piers Morgan if he wanted to go back to England to be the groom of the stool. And I didn't get to that. That was actually one of the questions. In the next hour, I'm going to go into overdrive. Where did that go? I actually have the real points I was going to make. Some of them I didn't get to. I'll get to on air and continue with your calls and more of these clips. But they try to keep it secret, but they continue, according to the reports we have, to continue to groom the stool of British royalty. And only the highest lordly officials get to wipe the hind ends of the queen, the king, the queen mother, people like that. And then they also store the droppings. So maybe that's what was on the walls at CNN. Maybe the queen had been in there and Piers had been in there with her. I mean, it's just, people always think I'm joking and they Google. So I'm going to send it to him. I'm going to say, hey, go back to England and back to your grooming the stool there. Cause, you know, that's what you're going to be doing when we kick you out of here. You thought you'd come over here and wow us with your British accent? Get out. Okay? Get out of here. Go live in London while they burn the city down or something. By the way, we got video here of, Alan Dershowitz. Before he got a cough drop from Piers Morgan last night in the green room. Here it is. And we do have that clip. I thought we had that clip. We have the real Dershowitz clip first. Let's just go to that first then, as promised, because we're just the masters of these clips. So here it is.
And the important thing of getting people like Alex Jones on this show is to hear him actually say that he believed President Bush, the American administration under him, were responsible for 9/11, and that is why he wants Americans armed, to defend themselves against that kind of murderous tyranny. And it's the most dangerous rhetoric I have heard in a very long time.
But it's very important that he be exposed on your show, because decent Americans don't want to be associated with that kind of paranoid view of American history. They don't want to believe that our government is capable of engaging in the kind of tyranny that he fears. Government does a great deal of good.
Injecting black people with syphilis.
There are reasons to constrain government. That's why we have the Bill of Rights.
Killing a million Iraqis.
The Second Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights. Justice Scalia.
They butchered the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're butchering the whole thing. I defend the whole thing. They were asking, why'd you cause trouble with the TSA? Because it's all dog training. It's prisoner, put your hands up, I'm going to grab your genitals. I mean, give me a break. What will you not put up with? Now they're saying you can't have home gardens again. From the that's up on Drudge. Mainstream news. The media's like, it's good to ban gardens. We agree with it. Let's go ahead. Alex, you can't have a garden, but you're in a free country, because I'm a snot nose. Let's go back to snot nose. Here it is.
The Second Amendment permits for reasonable regulation, for prevention of people like him from getting guns, for prevention of crazy people with long records, criminal records, from getting guns. We have to do more to fulfill what the real meaning of the Second Amendment is. Reasonable access to guns for self-protection and for hunting. And there's no room in America for these semi-automatic, automatic, and other kinds of weapons that are simply designed to create mass havoc.
And you know, they go on to say, I don't need this platform either, because they've decided the First Amendment's bad too. You know, when they search your house without warrants, they go, well, we find it reasonable. The whole thing says reasonable is oath or affirmation with witnesses with the particular things to be searched. And no person, place, or things will be touched without that warrant. And no unreasonable search and seizure without that. The Second Amendment says shall not be infringed. And it's very clear. I mean, he just sits there. Oh, you're a lawyer. Oh, wait. Let's go out with Dershowitz. Here he is. Candid video. He needs a cough drop. Bye-bye, Dershowitz. Bye-bye, Cupcake. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Go back to England.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of January 2013. I have engaged the redcoat usurper at point-blank range in the info war.
His response is to call for my platform and First Amendment to be removed immediately, while simultaneously claiming that I am violating his First Amendment, as the White House responded to the sacrosanctity of free expression when we dip crucifix in urine or have five-year-olds taught about things at public school that adults didn't know 20 years ago. But if you want to say government should be kept in line, I say you're an enemy of the Queen. All right, enough of me. I've got a bunch of news coming up. Let's go to and more clips. I haven't gotten to our debate part yet in 3-plus hours already. Tony in Tennessee, are you intimidated by my accent?
No, as a matter of fact, I love it, man.
Good. You pathetic Tennessean.
Well, I'm a transplant now. I've been a long-time listener since 98, and first-time caller. And I saw the show last night, and I thought you hit it out of the park, man. I don't see anything you could have done any different except ask Piers Morgan if he would have been a groom of the stool. But if you'd have done that, I probably wouldn't be here today because I would have dropped dead laughing.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I was going to say at the end, listen, why don't you go back to England and groom Queen Elizabeth II's stool? And, just the opportunities, the opportunities for comedic value that I dropped the ball on. I want to apologize.
You hit most points that you had to hit, and you had such a short time in which to do it. That's what most people that are critical of you, like what I heard this morning on the show that comes on before you, people are saying, Alex should have done this, and Alex should have done that, but nobody goes up there into the belly of the beast and does it themselves.
Alex should have built his own media system. Alex should have worked 18 hours a day for 17 years. Alex should have got on the airplane and dealt with it all and flown up there and marched in there and done it.
I know it's a nation of spectators, but spectators have never mattered. What matters is people that are in the arena.
Critical of other people that they want to have a spokesman, but then they're so critical of him. You know, it's like, you know, I'll just call it Joyce Riley. She's so jealous of you, and she's still upset because you wouldn't answer the phone when you had the John Birch Society on. And she's so critical of what you did. Oh, well, yeah, he said this and that, but he shouldn't have been this way.
Well, I'm just not even really aware of even what you're talking about. I just think she's a wonderful person, does such a good job. Thank you so much for the call. I remember somebody, I don't think it was her, called in. I remember, like, when I had 2 minutes left with McManus, they get him back on, and they wanted to talk about something. And then I think they thought I knew whatever that fight was. But I don't have time for all this stuff. I mean, I don't have time
to spend time with my children most of the time, much less know what other people are doing. I worry about Dianne Feinstein with a bill that will confiscate my guns. I worry about poisons in the vaccines on record that are turning our kids into just basically brain damaged minions of the New World Order. I mean, I worry about stuff that I can warn people about, that we can do something about. And yes, there will be absolute conniptions in the so-called alternative media, not by who you were mentioning, who's just salt of the earth, but others, because some people are not in this fight to defeat the globalists. Some people are here to be stars. And I don't do this from a perspective of ego or monetary gain. I do it from a perspective of instinct, spirit, intellect, and drive, and absolute love of liberty. We'll be back. Stay with us. More calls coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I promise I'm going to get to round one and two with Aaron Dykstra here. I haven't even gotten into this in three-plus hours of broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. Of the Piers Morgan interview, he's back tonight. They're saying now it just may be Alex Jones forever until his show is canceled, and that's starting to come out that he maybe moved a later slot than let go in a year because people are rejecting the snot nose. And again, people in England are great folks. Ireland, Scotland,
It's the establishment imperial snot noses talking down to us that we're sick of. And we've got to rediscover that disgust of elitism and care about people because of their merits and what they stand for and what they've done, not because of what class they're from. That's what really made America different from Europe and why it became the model of the world. Not that we were perfect. We were hypocrites in many ways, but those ideas then sprung forth and grew, and then we became decadent. Liberty and the Second Amendment built this country. Let's go to your phone calls. Brad in California, you're on the air.
You know, Alex, brother, I really dig what you did last night, and I appreciate you for doing that. I really like the content that you provided. However, I would say that the presentation was a little over the top, and, you know, I'm here in Sonoma County, like liberal haven, and I could tell you these people are, like, frothing at the mouth, pissed off, and really motivated to kind of come take all of our guns because of what you did last night. What do you got to say about that, bro?
No, it's my fault they're coming after our guns. It was my fault 237 years ago when they came to take the guns at Lexington and Concord. I did it because I got in a time machine last night because I was on Piers Morgan, and I went back. And Hitler took the guns, and Stalin and Lenin and Mao and Fidel Castro, they all took the guns because I went on Piers Morgan last night. It's my fault all these bills are introduced. That's right. That's the other spin that's being put out, that I should have been polite and let him put out a bunch of false statistics and say there weren't London riots and say there wasn't a giant crime increase in England after they took their guns. I should have just laid down quietly and been calm and taken it from the authoritarians that call themselves liberals that are now collapsing the great state of California. I agree with you.
You do. Oh, well, I didn't think you would agree with me, but then again, I don't know.
I'm pretty powerful, dude. I'm the reason they're coming for our guns. You're right.
Well, I didn't say that, but anyways, I'm saying that.
No, you said they're frothing mad because they finally got told they're a bunch of authoritarians and that the drugs they're putting people on. By the way, put him on hold. I want to show these articles right here. I haven't even tooted my horn today on this. I told you Holmes was clearly in a Defense Department program, and that's all come out. There were multiple shooters reported. The guy had a mask on, but they had witnesses last night saying, you know, it was Holmes running around. Look at this. Aurora Theater shooting, cops took pill bottles from Holmes' apartment. Aurora police seized 4 prescription bottles and immunization records. They searched the theater shooting suspects' James Holmes' apartment in July, according to newly obtained filings in the murder case against Holmes. Wow. The disclosure come in back and forth between prosecutors and defense attorneys. And it goes on. He's charged with 166 counts of murder, attempted murder. Billy killed 166 people. That's interesting. I thought it was 14. But continuing here, I've got another article here. What this is, WorldNet Daily. Let me show you this article. The gigantic gaping hole in Sandy Hook reporting. And then it goes on to basically break down that they're reporting on different news outlets, 60 Minutes, that yes, these are confirmed that he was indeed on psychotropic drugs. Wow. So Aurora and Sandy Hook, I mean, I'll be honest, I've never seen a real mass shooting. They call it mass shooting when gangs shoot and kill each other and 10 people die. And they're usually on cocaine or something, but the point is, these people are on drugs that are shown to make you do this. Like Aaron said earlier, people all the time light themselves on fire, chop their babies up with meat cleavers. You know, you'll read, Texas woman chops 3 children's arms and legs off. You're like, man, and the cops, it was in the news. They go, well, we went to the medicine cabinet. She was on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We expected that. Yeah, women don't chop their babies' arms and legs off or their children with meat cleavers, or another Texas woman drowned 4 of her children on the drugs. But I've got to turn my guns in because we need more money for mental health to put more people on these. And then Brad, he says that my performance has, they've already are taking your guns in the legislature in California, what's left of them. They're already trying everywhere. But tell me, because it's not about how they're bad or getting in their face. It's my fault. How should I have approached the authoritarians that call themselves liberal in California? Should I have How do I present myself to them to get them to understand self-defense? Tell me, Brad, you're on right now with Piers Morgan. Okay, so imagine the show starting with Piers Morgan. You're the man that wants to deport me for my views on the Second Amendment. What do you say, Brad?
I would have said, you know, you should have been a little more like Ron Paul, you know, and just kind of, you know, acquiesced a little bit.
You know.
Yeah, you know. That's right. So, you know, just acquiesce a little bit, go along with his game just a little bit, you know, just to kind of reach the more moderate people out there who are more on the fence, you know.
Well, you know, yeah. Ron Paul is there, and we've supported Ron Paul. He's on tomorrow, but I'm here. And see, I do what I want. And see, it's not all about a collective. Okay, I went in there with that red coat. I knew his playbook, and he disgusted me, so I got in his face. And it's scared. You know why they're scared? Going, we'll get the guns, because they want to dominate us, and they know we're waking up. I appreciate your call. So, Brad, thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Laureen in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding her on the air, Laureen.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I'm sure, absolutely. See, what happens is if I say hello, and you're a psh when you go on air, and then if I don't say hello again, but then I always cut you off. So I don't know how to do that. I'm not a good talk show host. I've never figured that out. Because I go, hello, you're on the air, and they always go, hello, hello. But as soon as I talk and say, yes, you're on, then I talk over you. But go ahead.
Okay. I disagree with Brad. I think that you're not responsible whatsoever. I think people have been conditioned to be socially polite and not show emotion. And I think with everything that's happening in this country, how could you not get up there and show emotion when they're taking our rights away?
The founders had a war over 7 years and hundreds of thousands died. Imagine how bad they are. I mean, I'm bad raising my voice to a liar who wants my rights when I should have just bent over right there on the table for him, I guess, according to them. Imagine if that's bad. How bad is George Washington? Or Patrick Henry, he said, give me liberty or give me death. And he went on to say, I'm going to fight you to the death. The war has already begun. Why stand we here idle? Aren't you ashamed, like Pierce says? He says Americans are shameful. Says he's come here to conquer us. That's a quote. And I agree with him. I'm ashamed. I want to suck the snot out of his big snot-filled beak of power. I'm actually intimidated by how powerful he is. I'm actually intimidated by the sycophantic voice. And I want to kneel to him like the Queen of England. And I want to just grovel to his fake facade. How dare you? How dare you say we should even raise our voices to our gods? I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry to talk about my secret dreams.
No, I just think that a lot of people don't know how to take a real person showing real emotions anymore. I think we've been that dumbed down and conditioned. Years ago, they wanted to put my son, when he was 9 years old, on a whole bunch of medication because of behavior issues, because he was bored in school. I ended up homeschooling him, and I actually had the psychiatrist tell me I would be responsible if my son hurt someone because I didn't put him on the medication. And I then replied, will you be responsible if I put my son on the medication and he still hurts someone? And he turned red in the face and did not say anything.
Oh, yeah, folks do that because they lie and say it's the law to take vaccines. It's the law to go on Ritalin or Prozac or whatever. Yeah, they have forms on sites that say, okay, you take responsibility now for what's on the insert. It's all about how they intimidate you and then they get money.
Put my son on any of the medication, and then he wrote up a false report saying I was a negligent mother not caring about her son. And, you know, it was just the opposite. I mean,
Were they able to take your son? So if you don't put him on drugs, they kidnap him and then drug him. What happened?
Well, thank God they didn't do that, but I hear what you're saying. It happens enough. That's right.
Well, a lot of it's diet. It's what's in the air. The allergies are exploding. They're killing us. God bless you, ma'am. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they take away their recess and, you know, they don't get an outlet during the day for fresh air.
It's incredible. God bless you, ma'am. Let's go to Herb in Georgia, a XM-166 listener. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for holding.
Alex, how you doing? This is Tony Montana.
Well, I just worship Piers Morgan. Like I said, the fact that he speaks with a snot nose is just, I worship it. We should have a giant, the Washington Monument should be replaced with Piers Morgan's nose and then like a wave pool or lazy river of snot. And then we just, I mean, doesn't that sound good?
Alex, I told you not to do it, but you went ahead and did it. You want to listen. I told you not to go out there, Mr. Cicero. Now you know what's going to happen now, Alex. Mr. Cicero, he wants to take us to war now.
Well, I'm having trouble understanding you, sir. Are you jealous that I am the first person to recommend a new worldwide cult worshiping with snot of the snot-filled nose of Piers Morgan?
No, Alex, let me say this, Alex. You know what? I told you when you had the lady on with the Agenda 21 thing, Alex, these people are begging the citizens of the United States for a violent uprising. And this is what they're doing, Alex.
We don't want, they're going to try to come for us. We want to kill these gun bills so that doesn't happen. Like, stay there. I'll come back to you. He's a serious caller. He may have gazed into the nostrils of Piers Morgan, the all-knowing snout, the oracle.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
The needle tears a hole.
The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting.
Try to kill it.
Try to kill it all away.
But I remember.
But I remember everything.
What have I become?
What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend.
Everything I know.
Everyone I know.
Disappears and goes away.
Goes away.
In the end. And you can have it all. CNN's dirty empire of dirt.
Have it all.
I will let you in. I will bring you down.
I will let you down.
I will make you hurt.
I will make you hurt.
That's all they offer is more hurt and still more hurt. All right, Herb in Georgia, just try to settle down because you're overdriving your phone and I have trouble understanding what you're saying. I got the part about they want to cause a violent revolution. I've been saying that. But they want to pass laws and then go pick gun owners off one at a time and call us terrorists. That's the script. They now admit it. So we're saying, no, you're not getting it. And they're freaking out right now because even though they're milking this whole thing and scripting it, it's not working. And they're just imploding. No one trusts them. No one likes them. Even their own people are out buying guns now. So it's over. The question is, how bad will the collapse be? But their days are numbered. Most billionaires and real insider globalists that are crooks have already left the United States years ago. They're all hiding out in different parts of the world with our own bodyguards. And when the time comes, their bodyguards are just going to, you know, string them up. And I'm not happy about that either. I don't want instability. I don't want any of this. I'm just not going to sit there while some redcoat gets in my face and tells me I'm his slave. So does that answer your question there, Herb, or what are you getting at?
Well, what I'm getting at is you've got all the white papers, but they've left a paper trail, Alex. Operation Northwoods, 9/11, the Patriot Act, the NDAA, the H.R. 1955 Violent Radicalization Homegrown Terrorism Act. This is what they're getting at, and I don't want to get overly excited, but
good, but when they blow up buildings, we'll point out they did it. When they come for us, we're not going to just, they're going to do it anyways. So we might as well get in a position to defend. And let me tell you, there's been a lot of times crooks have tried to take over and have reached too far and fail. Go ahead.
Now Alex, I heard Dick Gregory recently. Please get him on your show because he laid it out that this, the latest shooting up there in Connecticut, it was CIA all the way. And I would love to have for you to have him on your show to talk about that. Now, this clown was talking about, you was comparing George W. Bush to Adolf Hitler. I guess they must think we're damn crazy. George W. Bush's grandfather aided Adolf Hitler in his damn rise to power. What do they think we're down? You know what terrifies these people, Alex? When the new year come in, and this whole damn country is lit up with armed citizens. That terrifies these maggots, Alex. That terrifies these maggots. And you know what? You took down Crap News Network and the whole damn so-called media is collapsing, and the reason it's collapsing is because it's all about the globalists, and we don't give a damn about the globalists. This is our country, and we're going to continue to run these damn red coats out. If they don't leave, we're going to run their ass out, and that's exactly what we ought to do. And all those scared-ass white boys out in California need to leave, and for God's sake, don't go down to Texas, because you get shot in your ass by Alex Jones.
Man, Herb, you're something else, man. I love it. I don't want to shoot anybody. I want to shoot them with info and wake them up. It's all part of this sniveling. It's like junior high. It's like, oh, you didn't do it perfectly. Oh, I'm better. I would be embarrassed putting people down that are trying to do good so I felt big. See, I don't even want to put the globalists down because they're in power. I'm trying to put them down because they're bad people and our enemies. And I agree with you. They're trying. You know, listen, they are scared now. And I don't mean to get gross here on air. I thought they had done this to the CNN bathroom on purpose. Their employees looked like they'd been run over. They were all bummed out. Just a couple years ago, I was there. It looked run down, but they had more of a spring in their step. When I was there like 5-6 years ago and then 10 years ago, they thought they were God. I mean, I know a used up cesspit when I see it. By the way, I just sent out at The Real Alex Jones on Twitter what Piers Morgan wants to do in England.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Paul is on tomorrow. Here's Morgan versus Alex Jones on gun control. Who won? Wild debate. Christian Science Monitor. Social media abuzz over Piers Morgan versus Alex Jones. CNN. Daily Beast. Alex Jones primetime meltdown. I mean, I had a guy on there saying the London riots didn't happen. And he said that I said George Bush blew up the towers. And they asked me, they said, did George Bush blow up the towers? What does that have to do with a gun debate? And I just said, look, man, they staged Gulf of Tonkin and all these other events. Our government has been caught running Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's in the news. And I go, and he goes, oh, really? So I'm like, well, yeah. And I gave him all these examples of false flags. But he changed the subject because I'm like, hey, here's the FBI crime statistics. 20%+ drop in violent crime as gun ownership goes up here. But the gun, what gun was used? What gun? He just wanted me to answer my questions. This is a debate. And he wasn't answering my questions because I said, look at my numbers. And I said, England's crime rate tripled. Here's an article out of England, Daily Telegraph, telegraph.co. UK is violent crime capital of Europe. And it had statistics. Everybody knows that. Switzerland has the lowest crime rate. He was scared to death of that, Aaron. Other points before we go to calls, because I know you've been wound up about what's happening.
Well, that caller earlier said it. He got a taste of his own medicine by meeting you face to face. But what gun was used? The coroner's report doesn't match the news report when it comes to the Sandy Hook incident. All they know is what we're told in the media, and it becomes this ritualized mass murder scene. Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about in his Technotronic Era book from the 70s, how violence becomes routinized, how conflict becomes routinized. We're used to just seeing these wars escalate at various locales in the Middle East. We don't even need to know the name of the country or where it is on the map. Organized crime, gangs become normal.
No, he says in the Anglo-American establishment in Between Two Asias, right? Because I haven't read it in about a decade, but I knew you just recently read them. He admits we, the elite, run organized crime.
Yeah, he says it. And the whole point is they're pushing crime on TV.
This is a top, one of their, they all write books how they run it. They brag, and then when you say you have the info, they go, that book doesn't exist. I'm like, well, here's your book right here.
The point.
Remember what, Gary Hart did. We're like, you wrote that letter saying we staged all these terror attacks. He goes, no, I didn't. Well, here's the letter. He goes, oh, God. He was like, you guys know about it. He was so used to the public just blind. It was like a vampire at high noon.
It's a mind trick, and we're acclimated to hearing the president's soothing words after a tragedy, from hearing these news anchors lecture us on what to do in response when they have no clue. It doesn't correlate crime and gun violence. Look at Kennesaw, Georgia. Look at all the home people defending their homes against invaders, and you name it. But the reason they bring up stuff like 9/11, Alex, as you well know, your viewership, people who are awake out there, know that the story isn't answered on 9/11 and are outraged that leaders like George Bush grandstand and say they hate us for their freedoms when they're trying to strip our freedoms. But the brain dead viewers who just tune into TV, it's a short circuit. Oh, this guy's crazy. 9/11, tune out to what he's saying. And so they're trying to split the audience using that kind of mind trick. That's what I think about the 9/11 thing.
I agree with you. Before we go back to calls, you probably want to get some headsets once we do that. I'm sorry I called you in here and then didn't tell you we're going to go to calls. We should probably, Aaron, talk about the fact that they're all over the news saying, I need to be shut down. I shouldn't have a platform. And Dershowitz and them going, I don't think, and CNN, other shows. I mean, I was out there earlier. They're playing like the whole interview again right now. They're acting like this is the end of the world. I guess to rally their Soviet forces or something, that look, the scary man said government's bad. We all know government's our mommy. Government's the big pink milky in the sky that we all get our yum-yums from. And I'm sorry, you know, the government is not the pink Milky in the sky. It's the cyanide Milky in the sky. And, I mean, what do you say to these people?
Well, we've seen them time and again try to come with the fairness doctrine, try to shut down their opposition. They've got these targeted lists that have come out through various presidents over the years. This federal government is power tripping. They're so bought out that they think they're the bosses. And when they hear somebody say otherwise, it doesn't compute. All they know how to do is call for them to be shut down, try to throw random statistics in your face as if they know better.
And that was my point in saying Piers Morgan should be deported for his, not seditious because he's not a citizen, but for his subversion inside our republic. And then, of course, there's court cases to back that up. But they didn't want me getting on there with Dershowitz. But again, I told them before the show, they go, so you want me deported? And I go, no. And I told your producers, this was done just as a tongue-in-cheek thing to show our displeasure with you, a foreigner here. You could be doing a movie review show or something. Or you could be doing a show on, you know, other social issues, but you start coming here and telling us that we're bad and we're scum. There's new articles out where he's bragging that we're stupid Americans. And I mean, come on, dude, just because you got a snot-filled nose doesn't mean I got to bow down to you.
And you don't want to shut down the CFR just because they say seditious and horrible things. But at the same time, if they're truly undermining amendments, truly starting wars, we've got to show where that's being done.
And well, yeah, maybe we should get to that point because they're calling for us to be arrested. How about, because here's the deal. You have free speech until you call to overthrow the legitimate government Bill of Rights and Constitution. And if you read the CFR's public stuff, as you said, in the family, in everything, fund Al-Qaeda, and they're the ones influencing the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center that are saying arrest us. So in a way, we're being nice going, okay, you've got your free speech. They're like, that's right. Now arrest them. We've got to get to the point of realizing the White House top advisors in FBI recorded documented trials, people went to jail, wanted to put 50 million of us in a forced labor camp and kill half of us. And Aaron, you've been around here that time we had that Soviet here and we didn't know. We thought it was for an interview on something else. And the person's like, I can't wait till the Soviet, you know, till our communism takes over and we're going to get everybody. And I mean, they say it everywhere. Their religion is raping our wives and bashing our brains out.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff is, it's creepy. What can you say?
These are nobodies. I mean, they're all about, I'm going to run a big government. You're going to build it. You're going to pay for it. You're going to design it with your smarts. And then I'm going to sit up here on top of it calling the shots.
If Piers Morgan and these other people on TV saying these things were legitimately concerned about the dead children and the violence, they would say, look, this is awful. How do we curb it? But let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater because we see what happens when people get disarmed, when countries become too authoritarian, too centralized. But they're not having that debate. They're being disingenuous. They're aware of that information. They're aware of the reason about the Second Amendment, but they're just playing the audience as stupid and ignoring those facts and acting like if you ban guns, it'll stop violence. Lanza was reportedly refused from buying guns. He took them from his mother. No.
Five times.
None of these laws.
As if you believe any of that. Some of these shows, like the RT show, was like, Alex Jones and people say there's multiple shooters. Those were five-year-olds that saw that. No, it's helicopter video. It's on record, and they won't say who got arrested.
I heard the police dispatchers. They're talking about two shadows running by, how they have the one guy detained, but there's others, and they're...
That's police. It's not five-year-olds. But again, when I watch these shows, because I'm trying to give my audience the truth. I'm trying to get it right. Even when you want to tell the truth, you get stuff wrong sometimes.
Well, of course, yeah.
But, I mean, I watch these shows. It's all the art. Like, ooh, you're on the in crowd. You know how to go in and beat and lie to people. And misrepresent, and it's just people are sick of it. And it doesn't matter if, see, Piers Morgan and all them call their viewers lemmings behind the scenes. But see, I go out and say, hey, you're lemming viewers. See,
Fox News,
I'm here saying I don't respect you. You know, take Forbes right here. Alex Jones spins Piers Morgan appearance. I don't respect that show. So implying that I'm on the defensive. I'm on the defensive. I'm the number one Twitter term in the world right now. I'm on the defensive. We got like five links at the biggest website in the world, drudgereport.com. I'm on the defensive. I'm on the offense. What you don't get is I don't mind having my character attacked. I don't mind being savage. Just spell my name right. I'm not, if I wanted to go play patty cake with Piers, I could have gone on and groveled to him and
acted scared and kind of agreed and fumbled. And then, oh, will you come back on tomorrow? Will you be on all the CNN shows? I don't want to be on the CNN shows. I went to New York to hammer that redcoat. And I told her, I said, look, I know you're going to have victims' families. I know he's going to attack me. I know he's going to pull up factoid statistics. And I said, I'm going to be nice, but the minute he does that, I'm dropping the hammer. I mean, I was even honest. I tell the globalists when I'm coming somewhere. Hey, I'm going to sneak into Bohemian Grove next week in 2000. Did it. I'm coming back the next time. I mean, I just do that. And they don't seem to get that you're a shadow of what you were. The only time Forbes gets readers now is when they analyze the UN treaty correctly and point out it goes after our guns. Now this new guy says, Alex Jones, the only man willing to speak the truth. This journalist, like me, are all working for the CIA. No, you were selected for your psychological profile out of college and your college papers and were watched as a sycophant that's limited and buys into the paradigm. The key to globalist control is compartmentalization, but you are too full of yourself. Man, local radio hosts are always calling me wanting to come on their shows. But the few times I do, they're completely arrogant, and it's all about dissing me. See, if they were even worldly and smart, Aaron, they would be nice to me. So, but they're that dumb, though. It's all about the illusion that they've got all this power. Let me tell you how much power you got. Life's 5 minutes long. Before you know it, you're going to be on a frickin' respirator. What matters is our species and going to the next level. Stop obsessing on yourselves all day. I'm sorry, go ahead, Aaron.
Speaking of shadows of our former selves, they've gone after the guns because it's easy. No one wants to have the larger debate about how they've debased our entire society with all these electronics, the TV shows, and of course, the prescription medications. You brought it up on the show, all of CNN's sponsors. It is dizzying to watch those commercial breaks with the little
kids. May cause suicide, mass murder, blah, 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 blah.
Nobody wants to talk about how the Quayle family owns Eli Lilly, how they essentially own the vice presidency, major pharmaceutical companies, how they're all in collaboration, how they tried to sneak in vaccine exemption under the Patriot Act statutes so that they couldn't get sued for damaging children, which they admit to. No one wants to have this bigger
debate. It says this pill makes you commit suicide or mass murder.
When we say
it says these pills make you do this, and then it just came out today. Both shooters, like I said, on the drugs. Well, no kidding. They're under psychiatric care and have that same cuckoo for Cocoa Puff stare. I mean, I don't need to be a rocket scientist. And again, DARPA funding in a mind control program. Theodore Kaczynski, LA Times, was under MK Ultra. It's like, oh, he was MK Ultra, but he bombed all that on his own, Aaron.
When we come on the show and say it's a scientific dictatorship and we're under the psychological domination, though it's written, but it's actually happening. No one wants to admit to that.
And Brzezinski's like, we run the narcotics, we run the mass murder operations, we control every level of organized crime in our scientific technocratic age. We will destroy you. You will be nothing but vassals. We reduce your population. Here, let me write four books saying this, but it doesn't exist. Piers Morgan and all them read this. They know this, and they traffic and grovel to these guys at parties in New York.
That's what
disgusting
I mean,
group of.
That's what I mean. We take it as routine conflict that these guys dominate us. We know that system's there, but nobody wants to just own up to that we're under a scientific dictatorship that we must dismantle and take power away from. And
because they're the ones that are mentally ill.
And how
real honorable men and women would never build something like this.
You've had the people who made the documentaries about the psychotropic drugs on. Michael Moore admitted it concerning Columbine. You probably have brothers and sisters and cousins as I do, who you've seen turn into people that they aren't really supposed to be because they're
in the Chinese slave labor camps. They give them antipsychotics, and the people can't even talk. It's like a Disney movie, The Black Hole, where they lobotomize the people to be the quote robots. I mean, we're buying Apple products with people jumping into suicide nets, but it's okay because Al Gore's a liberal. Al Gore is a monster.
One violent video game that one person plays is what it is. It's not that big of a deal. But how do we become a society where everybody wants to play these shooter games, where it consumes our entire after hours, our culture, where it's the thing to do after watching television?
They now have all these games where you torture zombies, and really they're just people.
And they're women, they're men. You have the power and you torture them. That's what the real scientists do, is torture people. They're letting you into what they like to do, but to turn our world into their world.
Yet the debate isn't, what is that doing to our mind? The debate is, which game has the coolest graphics? Which one has the boldest character? Which one has the most extreme kill count? And I'm not saying anything bad about people who play those games, but overall it's transforming society as all this stuff is.
They're not living in the real world. Is Infowars.com up, or have they taken it down?
Our IT people said it's been the heaviest day of traffic on Infowars that we've ever seen. It's right up there at the high watermark.
Well, it won't have that problem anymore if the site's dead. Is the site dead? Are you guys in there?
You've got the wrong URL in there, actually.
Infowars.com. Yeah. Aaron, don't embarrass me on air. Well, the dear leader is never wrong. I'm
they
joking.
They said they were in there like Starfleet commanders, barely holding the site up, like it was throttling, like about to give way. And
Starfleet commanders.
You know, Star Wars type metaphor.
No, I hear you. I like it. Hey, let's go back to the calls here. I'm ready to go home and collapse. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, Aaron, but I got miles to go before I sleep. But I love this Forbes. This is another snot-nosed article. They think because it's snot-nosed and all the other snot-noses go to like their snot-nosed cult. They go, we're snot-nosed. I mean, literally, it's just like, we'll be snot-nosed. There's no tyranny in America. They're not taking any of our rights. Alex Jones is bad. And then they drink from Piers Morgan's snout. Let's go to Adam in Minnesota. Thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to thank you for what you did on CNN. I couldn't believe it. I have a lot of anger in me, and I just couldn't believe somebody went into that building and said those things. I'm speechless right now.
Though they're in literally like a rotting subterranean cave with feces festooning the walls, literally, it was filthy. They are all still energized with the memory of their demonic power. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know, it's you're right. People need to wake up. These people are fake. They're going to these places where these mass shootings are, wearing makeup. Nobody's crying. The kids are dying. We get to see Gaddafi get pulled out of a drainage. Saddam, we get to watch him get shot. What is it now? 60,000 people are now dead in Syria. We're not doing anything about it. We're starting all this. All we want is oil. It's getting to be a big joke.
I agree with you. And if you go to Infowars.com, member of Biden's gun control task force, has a son convicted of planning a school mass murder. Wonder where we should start our investigation with who may have staged this. Oh, the White House staged thousands of murders in Mexico and the U.S. to get our guns. It all came out. But they only ran false flags in the past they got caught for, Aaron. They're not suspects now. They're good people.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By the way, they're downloading stuff off our phones. Those are our quick draw cameras. The TSA confrontation leaving yesterday that I didn't intend to happen. We're going to have the some of the behind-the-scenes Piers Morgan stuff. If not tonight, tomorrow, there's just a lot of footage. I did go in there with a camera going at first. And he's got some of the stuff where I run up to Dershowitz as he's scurrying off. And Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow rested. I'm running on about, I got about 4 hours sleep the other night and about 2 hours last night. So, but I'm good. I'm just a little bit out of it. So thanks for putting up with me. let's go to, I didn't even see Greg again, owner of, KYAH 540 AM there in, Utah. He had a quick point to make. Go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. You know, it's been a long time since I actually watched the Jellyfish News Network. I mean, the key here is education. I mean, and you can tell when you're dealing with fish when you present them with the facts and they can't respond other than to try and kill the messenger. It's just so obvious.
They've got a job. Disarm the American people, Piers, and you get $8 million. That's his contract over 3 years. And have you heard he may get the boot at CNN? Oh, I guess things didn't go too well for Redcoat.
I had no idea that you were on for 4 hours. We're going to have to change our schedule here and get you on for that fourth hour. I had no idea.
I did 3 hours for like 14 years, and then for a couple of years I did 4 hours. Some days I do it. I don't do it every day.
We'll have to talk to John when I get done here, but... anyway, I wanted to say that, you know, when you're dealing with these idiots, it becomes apparently clear when you bring out the facts and they won't discuss them, or they will come up with a twisted, I mean, you can't avoid, they didn't almost arrest you, by the way. There's a reason why they didn't arrest you. That's because you know what your rights are and they didn't want the battle. I mean, if I wanted to go in there to the TSA and they told me, to take off my shit, why are you wearing those blue gloves? And they say, well, to protect me. Okay, I demand that same respect. You put on a stare.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up. But no. They wear shoes. They wear gloves. They don't change them when they search you because they don't care. Now the cops put their hands in your body with the same gloves. It's not bad enough they're in our body. Now it's the same gloves. God bless you, brother. Great points. Thanks for carrying the show. Let's go ahead and take one more call here. Let's take a call from, how do you pronounce P-A-O-L-O? Paolo? Paolo in California. Go ahead, listening on the free Android app. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you guys doing?
I'm dead tired, brother, but it feels good. Good satisfaction stomping redcoat enemies. If our ancestors could drag big guns from Ticonderoga with their feet bleeding with no shoes, 50 miles or whatever it was, then I can go without sleep. I'm a wimp.
Well, I saw the show last night, excited. I was flipping off Pierce Morgan the whole time, but I've been trying to wake up my brother to you. He's got AR-15. He's got his guns. I got mine. I'm a veteran, 10 years, and what you said last night was everything that I've researched and what you've said. I've been listening for you 2 years, and you woke me up. And everything this guy and Dershowitz, oh, my God, that it was terrible. Everything on that Cartoon News Network was just terrible. And
hey, great point. Yeah, go ahead.
He couldn't take your heat. But he was doing the same thing for weeks. He couldn't take a heat. He was trying to call Alex. Man, he was a joke.
No, he hit the panic button, and that's why they're panicking, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Well, we may cancel the show, and we're moving him to later slot, but we're winning. We're winning. Alex is losing. Oh, yes. World government's good, but it doesn't exist. Aaron Dykes, final 10 seconds of comments.
Disarmament is a cake recipe. They're missing the guns, the butter, but we're supposed to be polite about it as they try to disarm us. No, we need to get up in arms, upset that apple cart.
They're tyrants. Get our articles and videos out. Expose the redcoats. Defend the republic. The New World Order's going down. Great job, crew.